All right, let me ask you, what skills...
Are we recording yet?
Yeah, yeah. What skills do you feel like at your age you should know, you should have, but you don't? But you don't tell anyone because it's embarrassing or it's going to be some sort of statement about your knowledge of something or masculinity perhaps or, you know, something that's, you know, just easily judged.
Well, I mean, I'm not... Shame to tell
premature
people.
Premature ejaculation.
But wait, you have
I did it again.
God. Wait, you have premature ejaculation or you're lacking premature ejaculation?
I don't want to get into it that much, but let's fuck you guys.
What do you think is your average? What's an average run through at the Angry Gary house?
What are you talking about now?
I'm going to say my house is probably like an average 8 to 12 minutes.
Don't you have different
tops?
Don't you have different like situations? Though?
For sure.
Because sometimes you're like, let's get one out.
You count foreplay, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, the start to finish.
Well, I need lots of that because...
Get the juices flowing?
Oh, no. Just to fucking buy myself some time.
Yeah, I'm probably 8 to 12.
Like, average 20.
Really? Yeah. That's a good run.
I mean, because sometimes you're just like, oh, let's get it done. Like,
right.
Morning time. Like, got to work.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I need the premature ejaculation skills.
Yeah. No, I'm usually like, and I'll tell you, it's using my mental game. That's where it takes.
You think about this shit?
Like, I have to be in it. I have to really be in it, like, in my mind. And I had to think that she's in it also. Like I had to be in a mental space that's good for both.
I mean, that's why you have to watch amateur porn.
well, that's not what we have to. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
you.
But yeah, yes,
that's
yes,
why you
choose for the
to,
mental state.
Yeah,
yes, yes, yes. So like, you know, like if I'm not getting any vibes, I'm like, yeah, why don't you know, throw a guy every once in a while. Give me a
why are you putting your finger on me though? I'm checking for a pulse.
Look, the oblong tetra shape is always going to sit funny. Just put it to the side for a second until we finish this, and we'll get back to it. Look, but what is there any like skill, any natural skill or anything that you're like, man, I
lack basic cooking skills. Like I can't. Like last week, I wasn't with my girl the whole week for like four days. I was just eating protein bars. Like I had like probably 24 protein bars, and that's all I ate.
Huh. I think that's legitimate. So I know a young lad, and his ethnic background is important. So he is from El Salvador.
Okay.
But when he says it, he rolls the R way slicker than I ever could. He is El Salvador. But it sounds good when he says it. It sounds like trash.
Oh, not like he's trying too hard.
Correct. It sounds natural. I had to show this young man how to boil water. Like the joke, like he couldn't boil water. Like, no, I literally had to show him how to boil water. Mm. Because growing up the way he came, you know, he grew up in El Salvador and then he came here with his family. Mom and aunts took care of all the cooking. Like men weren't welcome in the kitchen.
Right.
It's just part of the culture.
Why would you leave that? I'm moving to El Salvador's family.
Like, fuck this place. Yeah, I'm gonna go to America and have to do shit. You know, I think that's the skill I lack is like fucking like staying busy and looking like if I don't have shit to do, I have no problem people will see me on the couch for a long stretch.
Yeah,
that's not really cool when you have sons.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you, it's not cool with daughters too because I'm sure they've picked up on some of my chill when I chill, I'm chilling.
Yeah,
I'm all in on the chill.
Right. Yeah, you know, and then I'll blame everybody else and be like, well, if I had some money in the bank, I can fucking think of a project to do. I'm like, it's your fucking fault. Give me a remote. You know? Like, fuck you fucking guys, man. I'm tired.
So you know what mine is that I'm most ashamed of?
Mm.
I don't know how to change my own oil.
I don't know how to change oil. Is that a basic skill you're supposed to know? I can change the tires.
I can change a tire.
There's people who can't change the tires.
I can change a tire.
That's more important.
I agree.
Way more important.
I agree.
Because you're never going to be in an emergency. Like, quick, let's change the oil. You know what I mean? Like, you need to fix something like a tire on the side of the road. You don't want to be looking at your wife like, I don't know what's called.
It is something that I feel like, man, like, you know, when I hear all the guys talking, like, you know, like, look, I saved $30 on such and such because I changed my oil. And I'm like,
it's a very overrated skill.
Well, so I also feel like with new cars, you got to have like a mechanics license to even get in there with some of this stuff. Like, they got to take stuff up and apart and all that. Yeah. So, and I feel like, so, all right, let me get to why I brought this up. I know you're new to iPhone. They got a silence on that thing. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
Is that me?
Yeah, you're gonna love it.
I thought my dinner was ready. What the fuck kind of stupid thing is that? Ding! I thought I was working in the diner. Like, hey, the order's up. Yeah, I used to do that too. Yeah, I gotta tell you, man. You know, so, this thing won't die. It's been on zero. I'm waiting. So. That whole changing your oil thing, man, it's stupid. Like, even if you, like, don't learn how to do it, it's dumb.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It's too old. It's too late now.
Well, even if you're actually a better person for not doing it, okay? Because it's such a bloated fucking, first of all. All right. Uh-huh. What do you do with the oil when you're done with it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, I don't know.
It's you dumb. Can't just dump it.
I know you got to put it. I know you got to put it in
my fucking
thing.
Driveway until it rains too much, and then it overflows onto my. You know, like, because you have to get rid. Like,
you have to get rid of it properly. It's not or something. It's hazardous
it.
Waste.
Yeah. Everybody, you fucking go to Jiffy Lube or you go to whatever.
It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you save. Time is money to me.
Yes. No, I'm with you there. 100%. I'm with you there.
And you don't have to do shit. You don't mark up your driveway if you don't fucking line up the cardboard the right way when you drain the pan. It's stupid. Like, I did it for a while. I'm like, this is fucking dumb. Like, I'm so sick of doing this shit. It's not – and – it makes no sense. It makes – like everyone who like, oh, I saved $30. Like, did you really? Did
I think
you
it's save a macho
money?
Thing to do.
Because you had to buy the fucking pan and then you had to figure out where to fucking get rid of it. And then, you know, you fucked up your driveway in the process. Your hands are dirty. You can barely fit under the fucking car now because a lot of them are low. Like, they get under there to unscrew the filter. It's dumb.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Dude, you're right.
And, you know, back in the day when it was cool to do shit, it's you know, bragging like, right. You know.
Yeah.
It's just – yeah. I don't think people care nowadays. I don't think it's a thing to brag about.
And it's such an easy thing to do. Like, you don't know how to do it, but believe me when I tell you, if you had any interest in it and I explained it to you, you'd get it in 5 minutes. Like, that's it. And then you do it once and be like, hey, do that ever again.
It can't be that hard because I just watched a video where like they wanted to do like a longest flight thing way back in the day in a propeller plane. And this guy was changing the oil while he was flying. He was changing the oil of the plane that he was flying in the air.
That's
like,
interesting.
It can't
that's
be that hard.
Job
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. He had scaffolding around his plane. He didn't want to land. So, like, another plane would fly up to him and give him some gas, and he would just fucking throw that shit in, and he would just keep flying. It was like 600 hours or some shit like that he was in the air.
Dude, I hope that paycheck is like that.
Yeah,
he was doing it for fun.
That seems like that seems like something like a risk you don't need to take. You know, right. It's like the guy smoking next to an acetylene tank. Like, well, it's like you don't need that cigarette that much. You know what I mean? Like,
you can't wait 10 minutes while you walk across the street.
You're gonna change your oil at the fucking airport.
it's all bragging rights.
Like, I'd be pissed if I was on that plane. I'm like, really, dude?
Yeah. If you saw him out your window, like, what the?
Yeah.
What kind of operation they running around here? So I'll tell you how this came up. I have a local mechanic who I've loved to do business with. They're like they feel quaint. It feels like old times in there, and you know they feel like honest people. They're gonna do you right. They're gonna take care of you. They know you the name of your kids. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
they say something about you personally. Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck how much I spend. This guy knows, and I like bologna.
hey, Mr. Scalvaze, we got the chips you like. They got the your Cool Ranch. You're a Cool Ranch guy. You know, so I like them. I like them a lot. And I often feel like when I take my shit there, you know, they call me with the ready to go. Every once in a while, look, you're ready to go, but you might want to think about this and this. You know, okay, fair. All right, look, last time I asked you to think about it, you thought about it, you chose not to do it. Now I'm advising you we should probably do it this time.
Right.
Okay, so I'm good with it. I love these people, right? They're fucking shop. Trash. It looks like a dumpster. Like it's. I don't even know if the door's closed on the thing. You know what I mean? Like it's trash. They moved. They're across the street now. Oh, it's a nice shop, Joe. You'd love it.
Different feel.
Organized.
Beautifully painted. Beautifully pained. I walked in. I even walked in this morning.
Right.
Dropped my car off. I got a howdy. I got a how you doing. I got a what do you think of the place. I got, you know, I got a still love. Still good.
Howdy sounds kind of canned.
So my wife has dropped her vehicle off there once, and now I've dropped my vehicle off there once. But now we got a ton of fucking problems every time we take it there.
Mm.
We got a new building with what I guess is a new rent. And now everything's fucking going wrong on my cars. All of a sudden. Like $300 here and $250 there and $400 here. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? These things are falling apart at the ninth inning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. But that's what made me think. I was like, man, that's what brought it to my attention of saying to myself, you know, I never figured out how to change my oil. Probably, you know, I feel less of a man as a result of it.
Yeah. Not nowadays. Maybe 20 years ago.
I'm also, you know what else? While we're on the subject, right? I'll tell you what else I hate about myself.
Oh, good. I'm going to do that today. Yes. How much time we got? I can't wait. I'm about to take
at least 3 hours.
All right. So tools, right? There's two different measurements. And people, when they say to get a tool, they say it like you're a fucking moron if you can't locate this tool, right? So, you know, this guy I knew would say like, hey, give me the 3/4. All right. So I go over there and I open up the drawer. There's not one fucking fraction in this thing.
These all millimeters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
how do you convert that?
Yeah. Let me get my fucking calculator app out and do the you know, carry the one on this shit to figure out what the fuck you're talking about. Like, no, it's the next drawer down. Well, who the fuck? When did this? You know what I mean? Why can't we
Why is the metric system on top? Like, first of all, our shit should be on top, man. This is fucking Canada, asshole.
Royale with cheese.
Yeah, and like, what the fuck are you switching the drawers for, man? You know.
So that's another thing. I always feel inadequate. I hate when somebody asks me to. Now you give me a pair of pliers, give me a wrench, give me some shit.
Start shooting
some
numbers out.
Some standard shit, needle nose pliers. Boom, I'm on it.
Good.
I can even do. Not that I'm the most mechanically savvy, but I know the difference between a number 1, 2, 3, and 4 screwdriver. Like I'm okay, but when somebody's
I'm like
so a number 2 mm-hmm. is what everybody standard. Thinks of when they think of the screwdriver. A number 1 is slightly smaller, 3 is slightly bigger, and 4 is that big fucking thing that you're always
but
like. Whoever uses
Phillips and regular,
right? There's that too,
oh.
But they both come in 1, 2, 3,
okay,
and 4.
I got you.
So like, I have a little bit of knowledge. I'm not completely ignorant to it. But God bless it when somebody's like, hey, Bobby, go run and get me the 3 4/5. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, I'm immediately having an anxiety attack. And then I can't fucking find it, right? I can never fucking find it. It's always the one right before and the one right after. I can never locate it. And then I always fuck it up. And then the guy that asked for it will come over and always find it in 20 fucking seconds. He opens the drawer. He sees it right away. He could tell by looking at it a mile away. Like, oh, it's 4/5 right here. You didn't see it, you fucking idiot. Now, I say all that to say this. Now, because of those experiences, when they ask me to get some simple shit, like a pair of pliers, now they think I'm a fucking idiot because I didn't know the other shit where I was like, give me a second. But now they give me like 10 seconds where I'm just having a hard time locating it. I know what I'm looking for, you know, and then they come in and they think, now I don't even know what that is. And then I want to sit them down and have this entire conversation that I just had with you guys to explain my disposition and why I'm not as bad off as they think I am.
Mm-hmm. You feel shamed?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's I feel really,
not enough to learn.
That's really not. I mean, look, I had a career in the trades before I came here. And
before you became a nerve rage intern.
It never 9/16, okay? Mm-hmm. Is a fucking it's a standard size for a carriage bolt.
Okay.
Okay. And there's a lot of people who go off of what the standard is. They're acting like they're looking at it and they fucking can tell.
Right.
But a lot of them know, like, they're dealing with something like a 1/4-20 or something that because of the part that they're using, that it comes with a standard size bolt or whatever. So they'll say, hey, give me the 9/16 socket.
Right.
Because they're working on a carriage bolt.
Right, and a carriage
bolt is 9/16.
Always the same. Yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, 7/16 or
so
like,
it's like a matter of deductive reasoning.
And if if I'm working like a 5/16, like that's like if you're using a nut driver and it's a mechanic's sheet metal screw head.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
5/16 is the standard for that.
Okay.
So if you ask for a nut driver, he's like, give me the 5/16. It's not because I'm looking at it and I can fucking tell. And, you know, and if I'm working on something that I'm not fucking used to, that's not a standard, I'll walk over and I'll grab a handful of fucking sockets. Okay. I can carry more than one. Okay. And that's when people make the mistake. They go there and they're like, ah, this is it. It's like, no. Fucking load up. And then I feel like, that one doesn't work. And when, as soon as he goes to move, give him the other one. And fucking laugh. All right? Because you can carry a shitload of those things.
Yeah, it's
as
true.
Far as sockets or even a small crescent wrench or a fucking...
Sockets, I feel like you can grab the strip. You know, yeah. Sometimes they're on the strip. Yeah. That's beautiful. And that's a beautiful
thing. And then people want to isolate. Like, I'll ask for the strip. You know, right. I don't fucking... I'm upside down. I'm looking at it. I don't give a shit. If, like, I can't do that. I never could.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, if I know I'm working with something that comes with a standard, I'll know what the standard is and I'll ask for it. But, like, changing your oil.
Right.
Right? So, the nut on the bottom of the pan, it's metric. I think it's 15 millimeter. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But I think it's a 15 millimeter nut for socket. I mean,
right.
for the nut. So, I'll look for that. You know what I mean? In the toolbox. Yeah, I'll look for that. I'll try it. I'm like, oh yeah, all right, that's it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I know that's the standard. You know what I mean? Yeah. Very few people, you know, even measurements. Oh, that's 49 feet. Like, really? Is it?
I hate that shit.
Some people could do it, but there's so many shit. It's strengths and weaknesses, man. And you just fuck it. You know what I mean? Anybody who shames something for not having the same. I guarantee if you wanted to sit there and find one of their weaknesses.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it's like I always feel like the mine come up more often. How many feet away do you think is that thing? I'm like, I can tell you in walks. It's about a 20-second walk. It's going to take about 20 seconds.
Yeah, I don't like when my weaknesses fucking show up. But who does, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, no, it's the worst.
It is.
But you know what? I think I'm big on that. It's just like get them out. And like when I'm ever – I feel like I'm with my dad again. Like I'm 6 years old, and it's my dad asking me for a tool. He's taking apart the television. He's going to fix it, right? My dad doesn't know shit about fucking television. You know, but he's going to take it apart because the yellow isn't coming in quite right. So we're going to fix the whole fucking television. And he's like, grab me the such and such. And immediately, I'm fucking 5 years old again. Whenever that instant, I'm like, you know, my dad's like, oh, you fucking getting up. And it's like,
dads are the fucking the worst. Yeah. Like I told you, like I was the worst to my kid. Yeah. Like I'm like, yelling. I don't even want to get into that. That's like a therapy session, but fucking, but yeah, man. I mean, and that's where, you know, fucking God, it's women should just raise kids. That's just the way it should be, man. We should be so far away from them. It's fucking funny. You know, it just makes sense. Why do you think like the wild, like the fucking mother carries the kid with their mouth? The father will eat it. Like, he doesn't fucking know. You know, he's just like, fuck this thing. I'm not doing this. I'm hungry. You know, there's a reason. We can learn some shit from animals. You know?
You're right. So I had a similar, Jane is playing basketball. And I'm into it now. And she's gotten better.
Because she's gotten better.
You know? And I'm into it. I'm yelling from the stands. And I'm into it. But I can tell now when it's a matter of skill versus effort. Because before, she was giving little to no effort and had little to no skill. But she's balance those out a bit along the way. So now I can tell when I see 100% skill with 0% effort or vice versa. So, and I prefer the effort over the skill all day long as a heads up. But so she won, her team won this another game, which is part of the problem. In my opinion, they might need to lose a few because everything's come so fucking easy, you know. But these last couple games that they've won by the skin of their teeth, and they probably should have waxed them. They probably should have waxed them. Just fucking washed them. Just everybody goes home clean except for my team. So she comes out and she's like, whew, stressful game. I'm like, was it? So I'm trying to figure out a way to criticize.
Without shitting on her.
Without shitting on her. So I'm like,
leave it to the mother. Stay out of it.
So I'm like, you think you gave it your all today?
In that tone?
Cracking right now.
But as soon as I say it, I can see her face go, like in her head, she's like, I know you didn't.
Yeah.
Like, you know, immediately. But enough about that. So, Joe, how was your nerd week?
I took a weekend off for once. I went to CatsCon, which was great. I had all weekend off and did a convention. first time in a while.
Robert D. said you were sitting at a table eating a pizza, which looked delicious. Was it Domino's Deep Dish, by
Domino's
the way?
Domino's Deep Dish.
I could tell.
I ate the entire medium pizza and a pint of ice cream and then four ice cream bars, two Monsters, and two Diet Dudes in one sitting.
And I gotta
Not
say,
Diet Dudes, real dudes.
I feel like you look skinnier today than you did last time I saw you.
Well, I cleaned up yesterday.
Okay.
When I was at work, I was like, I got to make up for that shit.
Yeah, you actually look like you could eat a sandwich today. Today you don't look. Today you don't look healthy.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And hungry.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, I'm tired too.
Dude, he hit me up. He's doing good, man. Congratulations to him.
Robert
Dean.
Yeah.
I didn't know
he also said that
you were
eating pizza with a samurai.
Dude, I didn't. You know he's good at fucking photoshopping.
You see, you guys see this shit?
Did he show you?
This guy Robert D. Right? He's this. He's a lawyer. He lives in Brooklyn. Fantastic individual.
Yeah, he's great.
You would love him. Nice. You would fucking love this guy, right?
I got to see this thing.
But he's always doing these joke pictures, like kind of like DJ or mm-hmm. them, you know. So, but he's super talented at it. So he put that sword in that dude's.
It was just my friend in the background eating pizza.
It's just his friend in the background eating pizza, and then he was like, "What's the samurai doing here?" Like,
I was like, "I didn't."
Oh, for the listeners, is this dude's got like a man bun. He's got a serious face.
Yeah.
So
he's got a samurai face.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like the Sam Belushi member of Saturday Night Live. But
it's funny.
That's fucking great.
I don't know how I don't know how he sees shit like that.
What a cool looking sword too.
Yeah. So anyway, the pizza looked delicious.
That went all out, man. It didn't fucking count a goddamn calorie. I ate everything I fucking wanted.
Yeah,
it's
a vacation of sorts.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, I'm with the shits.
Fucking cakes left and right. Fucking.
Was that your day? Was that your, like, your...
That's my, I did a whole weekend.
No, really?
I mean, I usually don't. I usually have, like, one good meal. Like, real... Not that I eat bad. I eat good all the time. But yeah. I had one blown out meal a week. But, like, that was the whole weekend. Like, the night before, I had, like, a whole rotisserie chicken with sides and horchata and all the trishlish cake.
Nice.
I did some misery eating last night. I couldn't sleep last night.
Did you
it was eat? Fucked up. Couldn't sleep. Got zero sleep last night. And I went to the fridge, which I shouldn't have done.
That's
and I was like,
middle of the night?
And there was are you familiar with Italian love cake? It's like a chocolate with ricotta cheese and...
Actually, I think I have
Yeah, it's almost like a cheesecake in cake form.
Yeah.
So
sounds awesome.
It's one of my weaknesses. And it was in there. And I was like, look, I'm going to have one bite. And then I'm going to try to go back to bed. Well, I'm on my fourth bite, and I was like, why are you doing this? I said to myself, I was like, this is fiend shit.
I know.
This is, like,
no,
you know, like, this,
I know
is,
your
this
feels,
is junky shit.
You can't. You can't. Once you start, man, it's so hard to stop. It's easy to not start.
Correct.
Your tears are streaming down your face.
I took my shirt off just to look at myself. So I put that thing back in the fridge. But when I put that back in the fridge, you'll never believe what I saw in there. Some jalapeno cheese dip. So I was like, I want to try a bit of that before I head on
after kick.
Yeah. So I had four bites of that, and I had some chips. So I'm back. I'm back on it today. Oh boy! Look! The king has arrived.
What's up, man?
What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Good to see you.
For the invite.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Good. Pull up a seat. There's your mic. No headphones for you, unfortunately, unless you got some.
Go figure.
Unless he's got some.
Go figure.
I'll give you my white savior.
No, it's okay. I'm so glad I could be here for the Black History Month episode of Very Great Radio. I swear, I came in, I was like, I said, I guarantee he's got Dante and shoulders down there, too. I said, this is awesome. I should have texted him.
Just open jars of peanut butter throughout. welcome. We're working through Joe's Nerd Week, and we've decided that I have issues with my masculinity being judged by others.
Oh.
I think we all do. To
yes. To an extent. Guess,
yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah, I think I'm just getting too old for conventions, man. I'm tired. Like, by 3 o'clock Saturday, I'm like, man, I could fucking take a break.
Yeah. And I'm also like, I'm just like, I find myself to be generally not as interested.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, by like halfway through the day, I'm like, I've enjoyed this. I could stay the rest of the half and just do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could just walk around the city a bit and have some kids that are down in the harbor call me Bill Burr and make jokes at my expense and kind of go about our day. That's what happened last time when I was, that time I met you down there.
Nice.
Yeah, these kids are like, hey, yo, there go Bill Burr.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So I actually yelled at him. I was like, look, I'm not him. We have some things in common. I'm good with it.
Right.
But yeah.
Yes. I miss the way I felt. It's like, I don't know. It's like after you break up with someone, you see them and like, man, I remember how I used to feel about you. That was good. Now it's not so good anymore.
Mm. Get into that.
But like, I used to walk into, I used to go to like fucking up to like 8 to 10 conventions a year. Mm-hmm. I would walk in like, yeah, this is my people. This is my place. And like, I feel at home. Now I'm just like, I'm visiting.
Oh.
I'm like, these kids.
You're a culture vulture?
I'm just like, I just don't feel like I belong so much anymore. I feel like my time has passed and this is the next
generation. Is that here though? Or did you used to walk in and it was like cheers?
It was like, it was.
Really?
It was.
I mean, everybody was like, Joe.
I mean, even that one time we went to Baltimore convention.
Oh, yeah, you did.
People would just come up and say hi to me. Like, now nobody fucking knows who the fuck I am. I don't know who they are. Like, I don't even follow them. Before, at least, like, there are some quote unquote famous people in the convention scene, and you would at least know who they are because you're in the groups or whatever. But I have no idea who any of these people are. There's people with crowds of photographers and shit around them, and like, I don't think I've ever seen them in my life.
Mm.
But the best time I had was at the nighttime with my group of friends that I still have, and just we sat around and talked about anime for 3 hours while eating pizza, and that was better than being at the convention.
You're like, so and so had the better. Who had the best? Top five best.
We talked about people like you, haters who don't know art.
I think the art's beautiful. I think the acting's trash. But I think the art is beautiful.
The stories.
I think it's the best animated art available.
It is. That's why it's the most popular, I think. Art-wise.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm I got to circle back to this in next week.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. In 2 weeks. They know the 2 weeks, Bob.
Yes. Yeah.
But the idea of... we got to circle back to it, but
don't make me bring the fucking Berserk Deluxe Volume over and make you read it.
No, because I'm behind. I've got these Kenobi books.
I got Coruscant Knights. This has pictures.
Deadpools. Yeah, I still got
fuck the Deadpools.
Yeah,
the Berserk is much better.
Yeah,
but
you're making me stressed out again.
But like, I didn't even we had three cosplays planned. Me and my girl. We only end up doing like one.
Like one of them, I couldn't even tell it was you. You were like doing. I figured you get into character. Were you getting into character?
Yeah,
always.
Always.
I can tell.
What's the point otherwise?
Yeah, I can tell. Like, I was like, who's this dude? This is sassy dude.
Hey man, I do enjoy being pretty in makeup.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, like, so that picture over there. If you guys go look, there's a like 11x17 hung up. That's Joe and his girl both playing girls. And I tell you, if I didn't know any better, I'd be willing to double down. Like, just, yeah.
Well, you have a different bag.
That's true. That is true.
But yeah, like,
you're
thank you. It's makeup magic. It's all my girl. She's great at makeup and shit.
Awesome.
But like, at 3 o'clock, yeah. We're supposed to. Features.
Yeah, tell her to tighten me up a bit.
I bet you she could. But like, at 3 o'clock, we're supposed to go back. Changed in our second costume and come back out. We went back, we sat down and ordered pizza.
Oh, that's good.
And then Sunday morning, we were
supposed... probably better, though.
And then Sunday morning...
Shit, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was. It was great. We had a great time.
Fucking taking pictures with strangers. You sit down, have pizza with people you love, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we're supposed to do it. And Sunday morning, we're like, let's not.
And go over to top five. Top five of all time. Objective and subjective. Top five.
What else did I do? Caught up on my weekly animes. Fucking watch some stand-ups. Which...
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody noteworthy that you were like, oh, let me ask two questions. Any new guy that you were like, man, I had no idea this guy exists, and this guy, now I need to go search his whole catalog. That's my favorite, when you find some new music, too.
This British, I forgot his name already, but it's a British dude that just it's kind of like one-liners, kind of like Mitch, and it's all just fucking... really wrong things.
Things
just really shitty things. And I find it hilarious, but I
got... No deaf comedy jam?
Black History Month.
White British guy.
So and, that's a no.
Colonizer. Hate to see it.
Yeah, I'm fucking shit with names. nowadays. Mm-hmm. I think I've stored too many names and like, nope, that's it.
I've always been bad. I'll call people. I'll be like, oh, look, fucking, you know, Thor's in that one. You know, and I'm terrible at it.
Worse.
Yeah. I feel like there is this little pocket that I know people from, like, you know, this little general, you know, I'll be like, that's Edward Norton, and that's, you know what I mean? Like, look at him. There he is. I know him easily.
The Sanders.
Yeah, yeah. but like, of that time, you know, and then now I know them because they're, like, old and classic as well. But the new people, I'm just like, oh, I don't know. He's probably a fucking 40-year-old virgin or some shit. I can't keep
track. That's a really old reference, bro.
Not to me, man. I'm fucking... I'm the 40-year-old deviant. That's me. That's my movie coming out.
Play a little deviant.
I like it.
And my girl's still super into the game. We're just sitting around playing a mobile game together.
Yeah.
That's a new thing I'm really enjoying. Just hanging out, chatting while just fucking playing games.
Sitting next
serious.
To each other.
Well, chatting too. I mean, we're playing the same fucking game.
Right. So. Chatting verbally, not via text in the game.
Yeah, no.
That would be too much.
That would be weird. I bet you people do that shit.
Too much.
Have you ever texted?
Too much.
I have definitely texted someone in the same house as me before.
Yeah, well, but usually only when I'm talking shit about the other guy.
Yeah. Well, who are you pointing at? Everyone's checking their phone.
Instead of texting, you just look at each other and wait for them to see it.
You know,
and you got to tell your friend, hey, man, don't check it now.
You ever been in that spot where like you're not in the text and you see somebody put their phone down, and the moment later you hear somebody else go,
yeah.
And then
I get very self-conscious.
You sit and just feel the vibes for a minute, and all of a sudden that person reads and you,
yeah.
I'm like, what's this?
After you just admitted something about yourself,
you got something, like, you got something in your nose, motherfucker.
They probably just texted, can you believe this motherfucker don't know what a 516 is?
Yeah. What's going on with your sinuses? All that.
No, it's just lazy. I'm in the basement. Someone's upstairs. I'm like,
oh, yeah. That's I've done. I've definitely been guilty of that.
I FaceTime my wife in the basement.
And it's in the same.
I see.
What would you have done 30 years ago? We didn't have that.
So
we fucking yell?
Yeah.
Yeah, you yell.
Right.
But I don't like yelling, so I'm that guy who will call.
Are you FaceTime? You been FaceTime guy?
You're yelling, right, Gary?
The only people I FaceTime with is usually my wife. She's pretty much it.
Okay.
And somebody would have to tell me they're going to FaceTime.
I don't understand people walking around FaceTiming all the time.
That's
I don't get it.
That's a normal thing. It's like back in the day when people had to chirp.
I don't need
to see walkie-talkie.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like that. I don't like FaceTime.
There's no reason for it.
Let me tell you what else I don't like. While we're on the subject, things we fucking don't like.
Yeah.
Things we don't like about ourselves, things we don't like about other people.
I can't stand a motherfucker having a speakerphone conversation.
Oh my god! I was just thinking about how people drive and they think this is different than hands-free. Yeah. I'm holding it in front of me. It's fine. I can do it. That doesn't change anything. Just because you're holding it by your chin doesn't mean you're not distracted.
I've never heard one of these motherfuckers have a conversation interesting enough where I need to hear it.
I know. Speaking of Black History Month.
I don't think it's necessarily race specific because I see it across board.
I know.
But
you go down to Lexington Market.
Correct.
Right now.
Correct. Everybody hears everybody's conversations.
Yes, that's always annoyed me.
I don't get video viewing. Like, I need to hear what you're watching.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everyone's sitting in a room and they just.
You know what's
play
the worst is when
shit,
there's
like,
two people in a room and then a third guy comes into the room and starts playing their loud fucking video. Like, why didn't you do that in the nice fucking room you were just in? You asshole.
Yeah.
Well, some people like to broadcast the music in general. Really, just like listen to the music
to old
on
man
speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a boomer podcast.
Even their technology.
Yeah.
Pick up a newspaper.
All I can think of is the great. I mean, you guys saw Rocky 1, right? I mean, that was like the best scene ever. He said he was going to call the freaking guys. Like, he was like, what are you gonna, I'm going to take my head out the window and say, hey, yo! It's like the greatest scene of all time, man.
But now, because I just want to clarify, if anybody was having a phone conversation where it was on speaker and it was like, I can't believe you took the whole thing. He's like, well, I've been working on it. I'd be like, well, fucking car, right, turn it up. You know, I'm in. You know, but it's always like, I haven't seen him in weeks. Yeah, I haven't seen him either. Yeah, it's crazy. That is crazy. Just put it to your ear. Just put it to your ear. Nothing. You know, flex. If you're going to flex, flex. You know, like,
yeah,
if, you
like,
know,
it's obviously
if it's like,
flexing, if you're going to be talking out loud,
correct,
right?
Correct. If it's like, man, wait till you, I know you don't know me, but you're going to love this. Like, then, yes, by all means. But if it's, like, just trash conversation.
I don't know what the point is of that, though. The whole, having a loud conversation. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
It's just to draw attention to yourself, I think.
I guess. I'm a fan of my own privacy, too. You know?
You guys
me
don't
too,
remember.
But it's not special. No. Everybody's got this now. No. There's not, like, right. It's more
rare. I remember
back
in the day when cell phones just came out and only some people had them. You
know, the big paid in full shoebox.
Like, even when they were when the Nokias were out, I didn't have one.
You're talking about the
You know, but if you pulled up to a red light in the car I had a job where we would return leases, and we were in cars that, you know, some were expensive, and some of them had cell phones, like even the ones with the wires on them. And you could pull up next to a light and be like, you just cost me 30 fucking grand. You get back on the phone and you tell that guy you're buying 50. You're sitting next to a chick in a red light and she's like, holy shit. You get back on the phone, you make that fucking deal happen. You hang up the phone, you're like,
and then that's when you flex. How you doing?
You're right, exactly. They're just sitting there. You drive off, they're still there. Like, did that just fucking happen? Like, what the fuck was that?
What's your life like?
Hey, you can push it like that off. You just make a whole conversation. I'm like, that guy's really fucking special. Yeah. He's so young. You're like 27 years old. He's like, oh, watch this.
So important.
Yeah. You act like you fucking Charlie Sheen from Wall Street and you just fucking start yelling like, no, 30 grand! And just fucking slam the thing down.
I remember seeing people's cars when they had the car phone antenna that was sitting on the top of the roof. And I think to myself, like, oh, they got money.
Yeah.
Look at that.
On the back of a stretch limo or like the TV,
The little boomerang.
Right. Like, oh, I guess
they got a TV.
Is that what that was for? I never knew what that was for.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, especially in the vans. The vans used to have them heavy. Oh, man, let me get $20. Please.
I just learned something new today. I swear, I just learned something new. I thought it was just for style, like a spoiler.
Yeah, no.
It's aerodynamic. It's a little bit more speed, you know.
Right. More aerodynamic.
Get that van going. Mm. But that and then the cell phone thing used to be like, man, they got money.
It's the equivalent of people. We think it's cool now talking about how people used to carry around big ass boomboxes, but like we get annoyed with these people with their phones playing
point.
Music.
That's the same thing.
It's even more obnoxious. They're carrying a fucking luggage.
Yeah,
on
but
their
they were working. Like there was some labor involved. Yeah. Like, this motherfucker do a shoulder press to listen to fucking music. You're
that like,
was
like 50 pounds.
I can listen to fucking Run DMC. That shit was heavy. Let's fucking.
And you knew
that. Then they carry around like a half a floor so they could do some backspins.
I was like, you knew that at any moment it could go down and they could bust the moves real quick. So you know. Test my gangster if you want to. I'll put this bitch down.
Right. They had the boombox.
Fucking radio. He's fucking strong as shit.
They had the boombox in one and the cardboard tucked under the other.
Right. Ready to fucking just do a head spin or whatever. Like, it's fucking, you know.
I got no choice but to admire you at that point.
Right.
Because you can't go get groceries or anything. You're just stuck.
Yeah, this is fucking lazy. Like, this is like, hey, man.
I tried to get like these guys in my first grade class to get in on a breakdancing crew with me when I was in first grade. But I didn't know how to tie my shoes. And there was like everybody at the time was like the Adidas crew or like the Fila Fresh crew.
Oh, you got to the weave?
So I didn't know how to tie my shoes. Yeah, so
the
I
Velcro
had,
cruisers.
So I had kangaroos. And I tried to get this crew at the name. Nobody was on board. First of all, let me say nobody was on board. But I was like, look, I was trying to tell them, you can stop wearing your shoe string ones and get yourself some kangaroos. I wanted to be, you know what I mean? Get the kangaroo thing going, you know? And then I was like, we call ourselves the Kanga Moves.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
You started young. You haven't changed a fucking bit.
What is.
And you know what's funny? In my 40-year-old head is not that that's trash. My 40-year-old head says, why don't you go kangaroos?
Right. You're like, I would have something, man, if I just would have put a G there, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, the good old days.
Oh, so what else, Joe?
And I think with that, this is about it for me. Oh, Jimmy Karziff, guy I was thinking about, if you want to look him up.
Jimmy Karziff?
Jimmy Carr, C-R.
Oh, Jimmy Carr.
He's on Netflix. He's got a few things.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Don't look him up if you're easily offended, because he's fucking offensive.
And what are you doing with this show, if you're easily offended?
That's true. Yeah. We talk about all kinds of bullshit in here.
Yeah, I'm about to look it up tonight. Jimmy Carr.
Yeah. I could use a good laugh.
Yeah, it's simple. Like, it's like,
especially
it's like
with my wife.
All like jokes. It's just jokes.
Yeah. So now I'm in this awkward position.
Uh-oh.
So the way that we do Nerd Rage now is that people get to do their Nerd Weeks in order of appearance. So if you get here first, you get to go first. and yet it's also been made very clear that it is Black History Month.
It is.
And now
it
I'm is. Feeling...
With the extra day, by the way. And put some respect on that shit.
So now I'm feeling about just going clockwise. How was your nerd year, probably, since you've been...
white handouts. actually, my nerd year, month, week has been crazy at times, uneventful at others. In the Hot Toys, you know this, and mm-hmm. I got, what was it, Scarlet Spider in a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I like it. I like the aesthetic after playing the game, especially, and stuff like that. So I've got that, but I've got a whole idea of what I'm doing. I think I sold a couple of my Transformers. I feel bad because I'm kind of...
Transitioning
mm-hmm. a little bit.
Fluid.
Yeah.
Fluid.
I got a nice setup. I'm going to have to send you a picture of it,
yeah.
of my remaining Transformers. I just got a nice big ass TV in the basement, you know. I'm getting all that stuff.
Flex.
Yeah,
flex.
I'm telling you, right? I'm
new house, maybe, big TV.
New house, big TV. New. We just bought a new car the other day.
Oh, what'd you get?
Just a Ford Flex. Oh!
Damn!
And that shit wasn't planned either. I swear. That shit didn't occur until I just said it. That was good. God damn. even when I'm not trying. But no, it's just been good, man. Just I've been chilling a lot. I don't stress nothing. Life is good.
It's beautiful. That's a beautiful problem.
Yeah, exactly. I got no issues. You know, I can still go out, have fun, and I've got freedom to do this stuff. So, America.
What are you keeping? What are you getting rid of, Transformer-wise?
Oh, I thought you meant guns.
Are you into that bag now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Because I feel like that's sweeping the fucking...
I'm telling you. I'm have to get into it, but we, you know, with the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
But Transformer
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
I would definitely shoot my kids if I had
to. I'm telling you.
I'm just kidding, guys. Love it.
I think you misunderstood what I was getting at.
Oh, okay. It was fun that way.
I was like, whatever. He's like, no, I didn't. I wanted to say that.
Yeah.
Leave that thing alone. You're going to break it.
I'm trying to get out of
it. Is it easy this time, Rental?
No, I don't know, but you're a fucking fiddler. You're a fiddler on the roof.
This comes with the drums. Yes. I'm like, I'm still sucking drums, but it's fun.
For those listening, he's talking about an app on the phone to play drums.
Right, sorry.
He's just switched to Apple.
Oh, did you just get you just switched?
Yeah. He just switched to Apple.
Oh, man. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, yeah, man. Welcome to
Big
Blue.
Big Money Gary. Hey, yeah.
Blue Life.
Yeah, that's me.
Blue Life. Uh-huh. Welcome to Blue Life.
I used to judge you based on those green bubbles.
Dude, I hate to see a green bubble. It's an instant turn off for me.
What is this? I got out of the ghetto for a reason.
I sent him instant messages on Facebook because I can't stand to see that green bubble.
Come on.
I get to see a blue check when it delivers. So that's like a little.
Yeah, I hardly text. I use Facebook for everything, messenger wise.
Yeah.
But
so what are you keeping? What are you getting rid of? I'm sorry. You guys?
I got the shipping notification after you told me about my shipping notification.
We're gonna circle back to
yes.
that.
Yes.
Just Decepticons. That's what I'm keeping.
Really?
Yeah. And it's the core ones, the main ones. Like the shelves I have up are.
Well, who are the main ones? I think the main ones are different for everybody.
Season one main ones. So Megatron, Starscream, Soundwave, Shockwave, all the tapes.
Reflector.
Yeah, and I have Reflector. Yes.
Seekers.
I'm not getting all the Seekers because that's a rabbit hole in itself.
It's
so.
Like a 6 to 9.
Well, yeah. There's only three in the there's only three main ones in the first season.
I don't know. I don't have any attachment to the rest of them. Starscream is the one that I identify with the most as far as like connection.
My favorite was Skywarp. So
identify with the most.
I liked his aesthetic.
True story, though.
I like his aesthetic.
Black purple, it looks good. It always looks good.
It does look great.
I don't give a shit about the Ravens, but I love the flag scene. I'm like, good. Get them.
Well, Skywarp was the first one that, the first MP that I got when I started collecting, as far outside of Soundwave. Uh-huh. Skywarp was it because I liked the black and purple. I had no connection
it looks great.
To the character, yeah. But that's all I'm doing with them. And Constructicons. I got a couple combiners. Yeah, Constructicons, Stunicons, and Bruticus. That's it. Oh, that's all I'm doing.
Fair enough.
And everything else is Hot Toys, mostly centered around the MTU. But I've picked up like the Deathstroke because I've been wanting that.
Yeah, I got him somewhere over there. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It looks great. And I've been a fan of that Arkham aesthetic.
Yeah, that Arkham aesthetic across the board is fucking the best.
So it's going to be MCU and Batman, you know, Arkham stuff. But other than that, it's been cool. I'm sure I'm missing stuff, but I've just been like on Netflix and Amazon Prime just catching up on shit and just Whatever catches my eye. That's pretty much it. Trying to plan vacations and stuff like
that. Where are you going?
I don't even know. But I'm getting my kids their passports, and we're just
going. Oh, he's free.
Free spirit,
he's
like, man. Free spirit.
He can go anywhere he wants.
I don't plan shit out hardly anymore. I'm like, you want
to
go?
He's just a guy like that.
I'm going to Disney this year.
Really? You're doing that?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I owe it to him to do it once. And I only do it.
No, you're going to Star Wars.
So you didn't let me finish part two.
I owe it to them.
You didn't let me finish part two of my plan. And then part two is Star Wars Park is open. So go ahead and
there you go.
Scratch that off the list as well.
A week? About a week?
I think 10 days, I think.
Nice. Money bags. Got it. All right, cool.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't have anything else to add because I don't, you know.
I don't drive a Ford Flex or anything, but you know I put it in.
Only cool people do.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Actually, it's actually the safest option if you want an SUV type vehicle, but you don't want to commit to an actual SUV.
Dude.
Like, because I had the minivan. We traded the minivan in, and we needed something outside of that, but we couldn't get like a huge SUV because the kids are still small. So I thought, well, this is very low to the ground, and my knees won't be hurting if I get out of it. You know, I got to think about stuff like that.
Driving a minivan.
Gary, he's hoarding it in.
It's tough. It's tough.
There's so many other things I can complain about that it's not even fucking good, you know? No,
nowhere near the top of the pile.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is that your minivan out front?
Yeah. 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 Is your flex pump behind it?
No.
Standing there with its arms out? shit.
How was yours? How was your nerd month, couple months?
I guess it was good.
Done anything good? Anything worth noting? Seen anything good?
Anything made you
watched
mad?
Anything bad? Anything? Got anything noteworthy?
I don't know.
That's it?
Nothing you're angry about?
No. I mean,
that's nice. Good.
He's wearing blue. That's a very soothing color, too.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm angry until we start talking about something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you angry that guy. Yeah.
You were angry with the Batman vampire guy.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you liked, but we'll get there. That's in the notes.
Oh, okay. I did see Sonic. I saw Sonic the other day.
Did you? It had a good opening weekend.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I took the kids, obviously, and family, and I thought it was really well done as far as somebody who grew up.
Jim Carrey steal a show? I heard he stole a show.
He was fine. I mean, he was Jim Carrey. I mean, not he was bad. He wasn't bad.
But his bar is high, so like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. He's baseline the whole time. He's always going to be Jim Carrey, and he didn't underperform at all. So I thought he did. He was a great casting choice.
What's his best role?
I'm almost in a way. I'm going to say The Mask. I loved him in The Mask because he could be him. He could just be Jim Carrey.
Uncut.
He's great in The Mask.
So like just
Yeah, let him off the leash, Jim Carrey.
I like Liar Liar.
Yeah?
Liar Liar was a great movie.
When he was doing stuffing like a turkey in the courtroom?
Oh, yeah, I like when he started fucking roasting everybody around the table. That was fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I think Ace Ventura is his best.
One or two? It's hard.
It's hard.
Two is actually pretty fucking
good.
Two is
pretty good. But yeah. I didn't know there were two twos. We're biters.
And the fucking coming out of the rhino's ass.
Yeah.
That's classic.
Oh,
that's
I love
classic.
When he comes out of the rhino and he's like, boy, it sure is hot in these rhinos. But and I also love when he's talking to the dude, he's like the animal hunter guy.
When he's spitting on each other.
Well, no, when he just goes to his house and the dude has like all like the animal heads and shit like all over. And he's like, you know, like all that. And then it's like, well, I need you to go down and get these bats. And he's like, bats, like he can't, you know what I mean? He gets the EBGBs, and the dude's like, "I thought you loved all animals, Miss Avenger." And then he's like, "I thought you loved all animals." I don't know why I love that shit, but I do.
I like when he called the dude Captain Stubing in the first show. When he got his fucking lost. Yeah. Hello, Captain Stubing.
Permission to come aboard, sir.
Yes, fucking. I'm as far as Jim Carrey goes, I didn't love the Venturas as much as everybody else did. I liked them, you know. But
okay.
But yeah, I like that Captain Stubing part. It was fucking great. I like Cable Guy.
So that's my least favorite.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. I liked him in Cable Guy.
I liked it too.
That
was such a bloated fucking salary. Like, he got ridiculous amount of money to do that movie, and it was so, the anticipation was just, everyone was just waiting for it. But it's one of those movies where, like, I watch it every time it's on. So
what about Dumb and Dumber?
Great.
Yeah. I like Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber is great.
But I think The Grinch is up there for me, too.
Really?
Oh, The Grinch is pretty good.
It's not bad. I never hear people say that. But
yeah, but I always talk about it. But my favorite scene in that shit is when he walks up to the table and he snatches the tablecloth out from underneath all the silverware and all that shit lands perfectly and he walks out of frame and then he walks back into frame and messes up all the silverware and shit. That's my shit. But I think his best acting performance is probably Man on the Moon.
I was going to say that, yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's like a biopic of Andy Kaufman.
Oh, okay. I've heard of it.
Yeah, fantastic.
I got to check that out.
It looks a lot like Adam Schiff, by the way, but I don't know if we're going to give Andy Kaufman. I don't even know.
Yeah.
He was in Truman Show, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was great.
Yeah, Truman Show is great. I mean, a lot of it. Like, 23. I was going to say, I like 23 a lot.
Yeah, he can act.
He's got a good catalog.
Yeah, actually. He does.
I mean, that's why he got the reputation he does. It's not for nothing.
Yeah, for sure. Let me see what I did. I didn't do much. I did this diorama out here for a lookout.
Hey, fucking slow your roll. I got to put lights in the motherfuckers.
I know. So that's the last one. But I'm going to be getting the lights very soon.
Okay.
Very soon.
So that's not time my schedule.
Yeah.
One day. If you don't have any fucking dioramas in there, I can do it in like 2 hours.
Yes. And it's not many, but that's it for there for now, for a while. Because that gives me 7 months of videos for Patreon for the dio stuff. What was I going to say? I'm going to get those lights soon. What else? Your Maja cases. So I don't know if this dude wants his name put out there, but I got hit up, and he said that he had just talked to the Maja case guy, and he was like, my shipment is in the same shipment as Joe's, so his shit should be hitting soon. So then that's how I had that information for you.
And then the day after, I got the email saying it's in L.A. now.
And he hit me up, and he was like, I got my email saying it's in L.A. Yeah. Did Joe get his? And I was like, I'll ask him tomorrow.
I was never worried about it. I wasn't worried about not getting it. So, like, I didn't want to bother the dude. I know it's a one-man show, basically. It's him and his wife, and they're busy as fuck. So, I'm like, let me leave him alone.
Yeah. I'll say it's Jay. His name is Jay. Shout out to Jay. I don't want to.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Because I don't even know if I know his last name, and I don't want to put, like, his, like, social media shit out there. And he's like, dude, I don't want anybody fucking following me.
He could be like, motherfucker, plug me.
You don't know. let's see what else. I'm caught up officially. So this is good shit.
Like last show, he was like, I'm so stressed, I got like fucking 80 billion things I have to do.
I've had some shit to help you with. Like I've had, like, it's just a lot has been stacking up. Something for my work that I've been working on as an extracurricular project. A lot of stuff has been stacking up. Plus I had a ton of reviews. It was nuts. I'm done.
Nice.
I got it all done. I'm now just back to week to week. I don't have anything stacked ahead of me, and I'm actually ahead of the game a bit. But here's what I want to get to. I watched a movie called who knows what the fuck this thing's called.
It's an old man podcast.
But it's got two thespians in it that I know the names of. Scarlett Johansson. Famously known for
the Asian role.
Correct. And
Miss Ghost in the Shell herself.
Yes. Nice. She's also playing Harriet Tubman, I hear.
I heard. Perfect casting. Heard she beat out Julia Roberts. So it's great.
Is there truth to that shit?
There's.
I gotta see it on.
I had to look into it.
But that's great.
True to that.
Like
they were gonna cast Julia Roberts was up to be casted for the role of Harriet Tubman.
It wasn't supposedly. So much she was up to be cast. It was like somebody mentioned it in a meeting.
Who the fuck was that guy?
Exactly. It didn't make it past like.
Oh, this could have been the doofus of The Office.
He is now.
Right. but it could have. Oh, of course, fucking Geordi.
But it made it into.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It made it in the notes that he was like, well, why not Julie? And he didn't know exactly who Harriet Tubman was or her racial background. And so they're like, well, that won't work because, you know, this is what Harriet Tubman looks like. He's like, well, kids these days don't know who Harriet Tubman is, so we can make that work.
Somebody get that shovel from that guy.
Yeah.
Adam Driver.
Marriage Story. I loved it.
So I did too. Wasn't crazy about the ending. About the ending.
Tell me about that.
So this is potential spoilers. I know that many of you have been following the production of a marriage. What is it called?
Marriage Story.
Marriage Story.
Wow, that's really generic for you to just not remember. It's just a Marriage Story.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't remember it, though, to be fair. Because it's so very generic. They act the fuck out of this movie, mm-hmm. the two of them. They're unstoppable.
Adam Driver was amazing. Both of them are, but yeah, I knew Scarlett could act.
Yes, but he – that's a talented young man.
Yeah.
He killed that shit. And I'm invested. I'm emotionally involved. These two people, they start off loving each other, and they start drifting apart. There's kids. That makes marriage more complicated. Most of us know this to be true. The ones who have experienced the joy of fatherhood have.
Other than
but you know, it makes marriage a little bit more complicated, and you can see the trials and tribulations, and there's like this resentment and anger and nastiness, and it boils to the top, and they say things they don't mean, and all of this stuff.
They mean
right?
Some of them.
They definitely met some of them.
For sure. So, and then it kind of ends. You see that he's being observed by someone from the courts as to how he interacts with his kid. And, like, it's a funny bit, but, like, his kid is like, do the knife thing. And he's like, I'm not going to do the knife thing. like, you know that shit that you do with your kids that you know you shouldn't be doing. You know, like, I just told the story. I'm a big fan of the song called Big Drip, right? It came out this past year. Are you familiar with it? 5 Year Foreign? Doesn't matter. It's part of this Brooklyn Renaissance that I've been following very closely. This young man is making the type of music that I know people are going to fight to. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, kids are going to fight to this immediately. And then I looked it up on YouTube. Sure enough, plenty of kids fighting in parties when this shit comes on. Like, it just has that energy.
Yeah.
You know? Like when you heard Wu-Tang Clan, that ain't nothing to fuck with. Come on. It was like, all of a sudden, I've been waiting all day to fucking punch you in the face. It has that same energy, right? So I'm in love with it. I love that energy. I'm just afraid one of these young kids will put me in park, so I don't fucking get, I don't pick too many fights anymore. But, like, so anyway, there's a lyric in there where he's like, thick bitch, something like that. She want to suck on a lit dick. I mean, this is not
eloquent. That's so
eloquent. It's not what's his face? Romeo and Juliet guy. It's not Julius Caesar. What not?
Shakespeare.
It's not Shakespeare.
Christ. Wow.
This isn't Shakespeare. Okay. this is a young lad expressing something from here more so than from here. You know what I mean? So. I've told this story on this podcast before, but for the sake of the conversation, my wife says to my oldest, or to me in front of my oldest, good thing she doesn't listen to the lyrics of this stuff. And Jaina looks at me and says, I do, and I bet she doesn't.
She's 10?
So 11.
11.
So I say all that to say this. We all do shit in front of our kids that – you know, it's probably if somebody were to come in from a government agency and observe us
outside looking in,
it would like, look terrible.
It doesn't even have to be in front of your kids. We all do shit that we don't want to be seen.
That is
right.
That is right.
You know, and it's getting harder and harder in this fucking world.
Let me tell you something. If you've ever seen me wash my hands after I go to the bathroom, it's because we were sharing the same bathroom. And once again, I'm now worried about judgment, so I wash my hands. And sometimes, if you're in the stall, I'll just run the water so you think I've washed my hands.
Oh, I've done that. Like, I know, there's no paper towels, and I didn't piss on my fucking hands. I'm good, you know, but I just make a fucking click noise.
My dick.
I shake hands right outside.
My dick is the cleanest thing on me. You should be so lucky.
Right.
I was just in my fucking belly button 20 minutes ago. You're lucky I'm just on my dick.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I say all that to say this.
We still have ladies listening to us.
just a few special souls. I say all that to say this is that he says, "Daddy, do the knife trick." Oh, we don't do the knife trick. And then you can tell this lady's alert is going off crazy.
No, Daddy.
So then later on, there's a bunch of other foul shit that's been like little dumb shit that, you know, like read this word. It's like to read the rest of it. Now put it together. I don't wanna. It's time. But we've all been there.
I'm there right now.
Dude, teaching your kid how to read, I would rather hit my head with a hammer.
Yep.
I hate it.
It tests your patience.
So frustrating.
Yep.
Because it's so simple for you.
Well, no, it's because they get frustrated
and then they stop trying. Attention spent. Yeah, they stop trying.
I've gone through that exact scenario. Oh, like, God. Sound it out. Okay, now this part. Now put it together. Toby? You know, like, yeah. I'm like, no. Yeah. Do what you just did, but together.
Then that's it. They're off.
Yeah, they're off. So
oh, it's a beautiful experience I'm missing out on, right?
Yeah. It's the joys of fatherhood. You should know. You should one day, Joe. Maybe you will get to experience such fulfillment in your life. But if, yeah. as of right now, you are
just yell at
you're,
them.
You're out in the cold. So
Gary says, I'm staying completely out of the yeah.
I know.
I wake up in cold sweats from shit that I tried to teach and my approach. Like, what the fuck?
So anyway. So he can tell that this lady's spider sense is going crazy, right? This government person. So he says to her, he's like, look, let me just show you the knife thing. I had this little retractable knife. And he's like, and my wife bought it for me just as an FYI. And what I do is it's retractable. So I show the blade and then I put the blade away and I cut my arm. And she's like, how did you do that, daddy? And I cut your arm. And his arm is like fucking bleeding. Like he forgot to retract the blade. Oops. And now he's just cut himself in front of this like deep cut. Down. Mm. And like he like rolls down his sleeve. And she's like, are you okay?
And he's like soaking through it.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, what, this? Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
So, and that's kind of the climax of the film in a way. And then it kind of comes back and time has moved on. And you can just tell now that they're just sort of amicable with one another. They're sharing the kid and they have this basic love and respect for one another. But I'm like, this is a meh ending to this movie. I think I would have been happier if he just cut himself and then that's how it ended.
I just died.
Yeah, well, and then he like passes out on the floor from bleeding all over the place. Kid's like, you okay? He's like, fine. You know, like it's fucked up, you know? But it was a great movie, and the acting was some of the best acting I've seen. Yeah,
that apartment scene
since The Last Jedi. You know what I mean? But so it was great. It was I really really enjoyed it. I just like to wind up The Last Jedi haters every once in a while.
Was that the last one?
No, third to last one, I guess. Now, second to last. It doesn't matter.
It matters to you.
Oh my god! Are you kidding me? Jesus. You talk about getting wound up.
Yeah.
You're getting them.
All right.
I wasn't sure. I like that. You're just supposed to fucking like, whoa. Get out.
He's like,
how many fucking times I told you it's my fucking horn?
I come over to your house fucking honking your horn?
No. Oh shit, good times.
Okay, good times. All right.
Title of the show.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else that was noteworthy of any. I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's still fantastic. I started watching this show on HBO that's like a comedy based off of Star Trek-y type of shit. It's like it's a cruise ship, right? And you go on this cruise ship, but the cruise ship is in outer space. And it's like, you know, it's in the future, right? And they've got it all sorted. And you get on this cruise ship and they send you out. You go past fucking the moon of Titan or some shit and then you circle on back. You know, it's a 3-week cruise or whatever the case may be. They got a captain and they got, you know, just like a normal cruise but in outer space. Well, this person goes out and hits this – he's like working on the ship and he hits this fucking button. And it like throws the inverts the gravity of it. So like all of these people were like it's a huge fucking boat, you know, and there's like hundreds of people doing yoga in this fucking thing. All of a sudden they go flying to the opposite end of the ship, right? Everybody hits the side of the ship. It knocks the ship off course. So now this 3-week vacation has turned into a 3-year vacation.
Oh, so it's like Gilligan's Island
in space.
With a bunch of people.
Because it
knocks. Like people on cruise ships now who are fucking stuck. Yeah. You're not getting off. You got the Put this mask on.
Cut the Wuhan.
Dude, that sucks. Can you imagine? Dude, thoughts and prayers.
Right.
That's rough. In relation to that.
I'm sorry. Let's just change.
That's the story of the show. That's how the show rolls.
That's how it goes. No.
It was so funny because my wife's brother and his wife just came back, and they were in China for his work, and she went to see him.
I'm afraid I might ask you to go.
I was at work yesterday, so I haven't seen him.
Hold on a second. Don't say another word. I was holding it.
So it was funny because so she calls me and they're on the phone like, "Hey Evan, hey, how you doing?" I was like, "Hey guys, how you doing?" And
you been watching the news?
And I was like, so you guys made it over here, okay, right? She's like, "Yeah, yeah." And, you know, with small talk. And then I was okay. I was like, "Hey Malek," and she's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Don't let them drink out of our cups." And she was like, "Ah." I was like, "Yeah, nah, serious. Malek, take me off speaker."
No, keep it on speaker. I want to hear this.
You're like listening to her talk. Like, is everybody good over there?
Yeah. What the fuck is that? Oh, my
nah,
God.
I need you coming home. I ain't feeling that. actually, you know what? It might be best to stay there.
Stay there. Yeah. Just keep driving around.
So, look, let me get into Nerd Week. Oh, so anyway, I said all that to say this. All of that comes from this diversion. I had started watching this movie on a Thursday night.
What's the name of this movie, by the way?
The Marriage Story.
Oh, that one. I thought you meant the Christian one.
Yeah, no, not the Christian one. That one, I'm not even sure if I recommend that all one right. yet. It's just a fucked up scenario.
I was going to write it down.
You know? Like, yeah. And like this one guy, he's like an asshole. He like works for the ship. And like he's great, though. He's like a lovable. Yeah, he's like a lovable asshole. And like this, he like goes, like they like, our beds. Oh, no, because he had like a push button thing on your window so he can give you whatever. Oh, this is Saturn you're looking at. I mean, like, even though you might go through an asteroid field or some shit, it's like disgusting to look at so that you could change it. But theirs are like stuck on some industry planet. You know, like it's just like factories and shit. Like they can't change it. And they're like, we paid so. What are you doing here? And he's like, look, I don't control the thing. I don't know how that works. I do customer service. It's like, well, this is customer service. Like, yeah, but I don't do that sort of customer service. You know, like that whole bit. And she's like, we bought these tickets from my sister. She couldn't go. And he's like, oh, these aren't even really your tickets then. You know? So then later on, when the thing gets knocked off course and it's going to take 3 years to get back to Earth. He just starts laughing, like hysterically laughing. And they're like, what? And he's like, you bought these from your sister. She's supposed to be here, not you. You know? And they're like, why do you find that funny? He's like, I don't know. I'm a nihilist. And they're like, are you? And he's like, whatever. It's pretty
perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. I like that type of shit. So anyway, I was saying all that to say this. I started watching the movie. I fell asleep because that's what I do. When the movies are on nowadays.
People.
Yeah, old people shit. So I finished and caught up on Friday. I had a guy come over here. He's going to help me with this bar. You guys are – we'll talk about that off air. Mm. He's going to help me build this bar. I'm building the cantina bar, just a little small section of it.
Oh, shit.
And I mean, a very small section of it. And it's going to be some artistic interpretations of it as well. It's not going to be movie accurate, and that's okay.
One-to-one scale? Yeah. Or like
One-to-one scale.
No shit.
But just a small section of it.
Oh, your money packs.
Well, it's actually – it's less expensive. We'll talk about it. It's a lot of favors going on.
Okay. Yum.
Yeah, so to speak. So I say all that to say this. He came over. Check that out. So by 12:30 p.m. sharp – I had nothing to do. Went upstairs. I took a shower. I laid in bed. I masturbated.
Yes.
When I was finished masturbating, I turned on the movie and watched the second part of it that I'd fallen asleep on just by myself, quietly, with a film, a little bag of Sun Chips because I'm white. And
they're delicious. Definitely.
Yeah, but there was like a comedian that said that, though. He was like, you know, what would white people say to each other if they were, like, trying to talk cool? Like, hey, you bring the Sun Chips? but, like, with a bag of Sun Chips, French onion, which, by the way, half the bag is enough. One chip over half – I'm talking about the little personal serving size. You start to feel nauseous with the Sun Chip French onion. You. The cheddar ones, I could do the whole bag.
I'm not a French onion guy anyway.
It's too much.
When people put it in burger, you ever have some burger in the hand?
Oh, fuck you.
Dude, yeah.
Fuck you. I don't want any surprises.
It's fucking worse, man. I'll fucking come in for dinner. I'm like, hey, what are you making? Hamburgers, cool.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. What is all this shit in it? Why is
it's a Lipton fucking
Why does my fucking hamburger have chicken pox, you fucking idiot?
I can put my own ketchup on. I don't need you to fucking add shit.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I don't like
mayonnaise
that.
Too spicy for you?
Yeah,
yeah. Me and Evan are looking at each other like, he's watching.
No, right. You can't undo it. You can't undo it. You've made the decision for me. You can dress up anything you want on a burger. Wow. You got pickles, you got fucking ketchup, you can fucking...
You put it right on top.
You can't even cut up an onion.
You put it right on top.
You don't have to fucking... Like, I mean, what kind of fascist fucking jerk off is like, no, you will have onions in your fucking hamburger meat. Because that's what I fucking said to you. Yeah.
It's facts. These are facts.
That is true.
Yeah, and I also... You know what else I don't like while we're on the subject? And somehow I got to circle back to
I did watch a TV show, but I just don't want to know me. But
pizza, where the toppings are underneath the cheese.
What?
You ever had this?
You don't like it?
Get it the fuck out of here.
But you know what it's on it.
No, 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 sir. Listen to me. I control the ratio per bite.
Oh, my God.
What toppings are we talking about?
Most often pepperoni. What? But they do it with onions. They do it with green peppers. They'll do it with that type of shit too. But like they'll put down the bread, sauce, toppings.
Surprise!
Yeah. So now what happens is you take a unknowing, innocent bite of this pizza.
Yeah.
You got three pepperonis in that bite. You got one that you would have never
bit. Come on.
You got one that you would have never bit at that angle. It flaps down on your lip. You know, because you're pulling it off. You had no idea that piece of pepperoni was there. Flaps down on your lip. Now you feel like you gotta wash your fucking mouth. You know what I mean? Or you're gonna fucking look like her.
Who?
I was gonna say Herpes the Frog. You know, and like,
well, God forbid it burns you, then you are. Yeah, that thing is fucking like, no, I burned myself, okay?
Yeah, and you gotta explain it to everybody.
I can kiss my fuck. I can kiss you hello, don't worry, it's fine.
So like, I don't like that. If the pepperonis are on the pizza, I can bite strategically so that every bite has the appropriate amount of pepperoni in it per my liking. Of pizza.
That's more boomer. It's super good for me.
Oh, here
cover
we go.
Cover that shit up with cheese. I'm fine with it.
You've been, so in my YouTube comments recently. A lot of people call me boomer.
That's like
boomer.
The term for
you're getting there.
You know what's funny? I thought they were calling me DMX's dog.
Like, that's been my nickname for my son forever. Like when he was a little kid, he was Boom. I called him Boom or the Boom, whatever. Mm. Now he's like, knock it off. You know, because he's 11. You know? Yeah, I'm like, hey, Boom, what's up? Don't fucking call me that, Dad. You know? No, man.
And I'm not even a boomer.
Yeah.
I'm not even one.
I didn't fuck that stupid fucking nickname. I fucking can't stand
Okay, boomer.
Little kids have no fucking right to nickname anybody. They fucking suck at everything. It's like, you fucking, you say something mean, they're like, you're a real fucking badass. I'm a fucking boomer.
Okay, boomer.
You're a fucking loser. Alright? You know, I mean, what the fuck are you good at? Alright? Fucking... Ugh,
riling up old men, apparently.
Yeah, they're the fucking worst. These kids have no right to yell. We are the first generation that are legitimately cooler than the last. You know, I mean, for real. Like, they have no fucking street cred in anything. Yeah, I don't.
Fucking, I don't disagree.
They're the fucking worst.
I completely agree with you.
If you want to unplug something, they will just fucking shut down those stupid fucking robots in the first Star Wars. Like, it's like, you know, hey, I'm a boomer, huh?
I'm a boomer.
The fucking you do. You know, you gotta tell them they did good in sports when they sucked. Like, you know, nobody told me, like, dude, you fucking sucked. When I was a kid and I sucked in sports, everybody told you sucked today. Mm. And fucking, you cost us the game. Go to sleep. Good night.
Go to sleep.
You know?
Dude, I remember my dad, like, if I...
Feelings.
If I struck out, if I struck out on the ball field,
mm-hmm.
I knew the rest of my evening was fucked.
Right.
My dad would take me from that fucking practice, and we were hitting the batting cages for 2 hours.
Right.
You know, like
as it should be.
Yeah. Well,
you
guess how much I love.
Let me tell you how much baseball I watch right now.
Yeah.
That's where you belong.
You know, God, now you gotta go for ice cream. Like, oh, you struck out. Let's go buy yourself something. You know, and it's like, dude, fuck you. You know, like these kids, I don't want to hear them say shit to anybody. It's like, you know, you're a boomer. Like, really? We used to call people assholes. You know, like that's a badass. Fuck, don't call me that. You know, yeah. No. Kids, man, God.
Oh, Christ.
Sorry, I just...
No,
it's perfect.
Hey, I love it.
Yeah. Let's transition. So there's one thing I don't know if you guys have seen it. I'm going to keep everybody in form. But this note is called More Like Double Sixes.
But wait. Bobby.
Yes.
You masturbate after you take a shower?
I did.
That's fucking crazy.
No, I get it. Out, I get it.
Yeah, but I'm with you on that.
Right?
No, you're right.
You've got so many things.
I'm free now.
So much equipment in the shower, like, too.
It's 12:30. I'm free now. Let me go fucking jerk off and then take a shower.
You are.
How about you just do it
in the shower?
Shower.
Look, no. I don't jerk. I don't jerk off.
I have a hard time doing that.
Wonderful.
No.
Warm water.
No. The sensation is wonderful. Agreed. I don't enjoy, and it's difficult for me to orgasm standing up.
Same. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I know, like, if so when we were talking about that,
I can't flex my ass enough.
I can't orgasm hanging hung by my fucking feet.
All right, David Carradine.
Look, can and easy to are different.
I'm not trying to put it in work.
Well,
I'm jerking
I think we
off.
Covered that earlier in the conversation.
Well, that's what I'm,
for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that like sometimes that's my go-to. Right. If I know, oh, I haven't even given her the 8 minutes yet. Hey, let's stand up and do something. Like, so anyway, so yeah, I did it because I was just 100% relaxed with a fresh shower, and yes, I went about it in the wrong order. I agree, but I felt like I could treat myself. I could have a moment.
Lit some candles?
No, I didn't get crazy. Have I ever told that story on here?
Can't.
All right, so my buddy Shane, right? I talk about him a lot, but the same guy who he's a cool guy. He's not like me. He's very cool. He came down in my I've known him since I was a kid. He came down in my basement for the first time, and he looked around. And he's like, "Oh, wow. This is fucking stupid." Like, that was his initial reaction, right? He's a tremendous human being. Funny as shit.
Right.
Great guy. But super cool. So his parents were going out of town, and he was like, oh. So he, like, went upstairs. He lit incense. He got the – you know, when you get in your bag, he got, like, the magazines out. He put the VHS in. Like, everything's going to be going.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, he lit candles, like, the whole bit. Now, his parents were pretty conservative. Actually, they weren't. But at the time, we thought they were. But they seemed pretty conservative. It was the only TV in the house was in their bedroom. They had one in the family room, but no other kids had a TV in their room, and there wasn't like one in the basement either. It was like the parents' room and the family room. So he was the only place he could lay down comfortably and was in his parents' room.
Oh, man.
That's awful.
So anyway, he's getting into it. I mean, we're talking lotions. Like, he's going to have an experience. They forgot something.
Oh, shit. It's like a movie.
And walked in on him.
Yeah.
Dick in hand.
Wow.
Candles, incense, shit. Like he said, like, you know, he said, like, this was going to be one for the books, and he said he just looked at him and said, "Look, it's not what it looks like."
No, it's not what it looks like.
So anyway, I don't know how standing. So this was an experience where I was like, look, you're right. I went about it the wrong way, but I was having a moment, and I was feeling accomplished. And I was just going to do that, put me in super relaxed mode. I had a ice cold vitamin water, a bag of French onion sun chips. That got disgusting halfway through, and some nicotine, and the rest of my good movie. Curtains drawn, baby was napping, other two kids are at school, wife's at work, like free, you know. So I haven't had that moment in over a year, you know, I haven't had it. So it was a tremendous. I sent you. Oh, my wife. She must be home, or somebody's home. Yeah, somebody got it. This refrigerator's door was open too long. So I even sent you a text. I think or a group chat, and I was like,
"You should finish everything.
I'm done." Okay, so moving on. We're going to call this note more like 2 sixes. Look, and I don't know how much you guys are going to give a shit about this, but Hasbro has been rumored is going to be doing a 6-inch G.I. Joe line similar to Marvel Legends and Black Series.
I was just talking to somebody about that.
The Snake Eyes has been shown.
Yes.
Hold on. It looks fucking amazing.
It looks bigger than it is. It doesn't look like a 6-inch figure.
So this is one supposedly from an exclusive, if I'm reading this right. She says, once again, Pong Kong from Foosh is providing us with in-hand images of G.I. Joe's classified series Snake Eyes. This toy is in fact the convention exclusive, which was revealed not too long ago. The figure comes loaded with accessories, including a weapons rack. Additionally, following features and accessories are listed below: ball joint head, ball joint lower neck. Like, this is fucking awesome. Like, if now I'm guessing the regular, so I'm guessing around $20, and I'm guessing that the non-exclusive version won't have the weapons rack. Yeah.
Oh. Just the figure.
Just the figure, a couple weapons, and maybe the extra hands. I'm not even sold on that. But that is a well-sculpted, well-painted, good-looking figure for $20.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's a lot. There's a lot of sculpt in there. A lot of
I'm in on the line. If they're all of this caliber. Now, Chris brought up a good point. Chris said, I want to see the human faces. Solid point. Solid point.
Correct.
Easy to do helmets and masks and so forth. So, solid point. However, I feel like it's super fucking promising.
Yeah.
That's going to be the movie, isn't it? Aren't they doing a Snake Eyes movie?
It is, but I don't think this is based on that.
But do you think this collection, the only way I would be in for it is if they have a figure of Dwayne Johnson as Roadblock. So, can you find that
I'm out. I'm out.
He hates on the best actor of all time.
Yeah, he's trash. He's trash.
He is not.
He's not good.
He's super talented. He's an awesome guy.
And his head is shaped like an inverted hourglass.
Central Intelligence was a very funny movie. Yeah. I'm just going to say.
Exactly.
I don't think I ever saw it. I can't be bothered.
It was funny.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Two hours of my time, I can't spend it with him.
Goodness. No?
No. I got better shit to do. The only thing that's going to fuck with me is if this Black Adam movie actually ever takes off.
He's perfect for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
so I don't.
Every role, he's perfect for every role he
plays. He's perfect. He was great for fuck's sake. He's not perfect for Roadblock.
He's perfect for every role.
He was great in wrestling.
Yeah.
He was fucking awesome.
Him and Will Smith can do no wrong. I'm just convinced.
So Will Smith is, I think Will Smith is a completely different caliber actor.
They're both up there.
But I'm just
a Mount Rushmore of actors.
Where did I just see Will Smith in something I hadn't seen before?
Gemini Man?
Wild West. Gemini
Man. That was a good fucking... Oh, actually, I didn't see it. I watched it over someone's shoulder on the iPad. And it looks like something I want to see on a plane. And he had earphones in. And it was a weird fucking situation, too, man.
Sounds like anyway, weird on your part.
It's quasi something to do with work, and the guy put these earphones in, and then next thing you know, I'm like resting my head on his shoulder watching something. I think I'm going to want to watch this, and it looked cool.
However, I do wish that Will Smith did one song for every movie he was in, regardless of the nature of the movie.
That would have been nice. I would have been all right with that.
Like 7 Pounds or whatever that one was. Like everything. One song for everything. Ali. All of it.
He missed the boat on that.
Ali was a good fucking movie.
Yeah, he's a great fucking. Awesome. Look, Will Smith, great fucking actor.
Dwayne Johnson,
amazing. Mediocre at best.
Oh my God.
At best.
Dwayne Johnson's more of a showman. And
what is entertainment?
Talk to him.
What is entertainment?
Yeah. So if you want me to say he's a good entertainer, I will say yes.
He is. And that's why wrestling is where he really...
Well, he's a great entertainer who also acts.
Obviously, yes. Great physical.
Agreed.
He is literally the most successful...
Different conversation.
To make that transition.
Different conversation.
Show, Ballers is a good show. Ballers, did you ever watch that show?
No, I can't be bothered.
He's judging without wanting
to watch any of his shit.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I've seen some of it. I've seen... In that movie with Will Ferrell where he jumped off the building and...
The other guys.
Yeah.
But he had a short role in that.
That was a cameo.
Yeah, it wasn't short enough.
Oh.
Yeah, it was...
He's going to judge his entire catalog of work based on that.
Man. No, I saw him in something else.
He was great in Moana.
He's not bad in Moana. The one with Stifler from fucking...
The Rundown.
Yeah, so I saw that one.
That wasn't bad.
I saw that one. I mean, but he's not. It's not a question of whether or not the movie is good or bad, although I also think the movies are mostly bad. But it is a question of his performance in those movies.
It's amazing.
Mediocre.
Rampage.
That video game was fucking amazing.
Come on, man.
I love that game.
It was awesome. A great game.
Come on, man.
What was that, 2016, 2017 movie of the year? Something like that?
Yeah. Never.
What?
Rampage.
That shit wasn't even a video game of the year.
Great video game, though.
But it still didn't win that award.
He doesn't defend as much as Dwayne Johnson.
There are actors up there who sit like where I'm like, oh, my God, I can't. You know, just as soon as their face shows up. Yeah. He's not one of them.
Gary Oldman is one of those.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Oh, no. I love Gary because Oldman because of this all out assault on the name Gary in this shit, in this world that we live in, man. Like,
every, oh boy.
So Gary Oldman's one. Of
the, he's amazing.
He's yeah. He's
amazing.
Sick.
Yeah, he's all right.
It's a Madura. You know that one?
I don't know.
Little fall from grace. And,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every
yeah.
time I turn around, someone else is getting killed. Oh, yeah? You turn around and no one's getting killed. Oh, it's fucking great. He, oh, it took me like 3 turns before I realized what the fuck he was doing. He's like, oh, look. So turn around. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Get the dude out of here. But Dwayne Johnson, that is. Yeah. Look, I'm over it. He does one role. He does that same role fine. I'm never going to watch Rampage. I'm never going to watch Skyscraper. No. No, but I guess, you know what? I would go to guess it's one of his better roles.
Tooth Fairy was great.
See?
Yeah. I liked it.
Dude, I'm sometimes I get
Skyscraper,
fucking
Skyscraper, San Andreas.
What's that?
That's the same movie.
Jumanji, both of them.
Never seen I saw the Robin Williams Jumanji. You know?
Oh, man.
I see that.
Yeah. Blew it out the park. You know?
You don't even mean the things that you say.
I mean everything I say about Dwayne Johnson. I promise you that.
You think that he is a great actor?
I do.
Based on what?
His acting skills.
Great.
How else would you... Let's say you had to write a 100-word essay.
Just 100?
Nice.
All right. Anyway, I'm fucking... head over heels. If the rest of these figures are in line with this Snake Eyes,
man, that's how they're gonna get you. They're gonna have that one nice figure, and that's gonna be the one. That they...
So that's an easy out though, because I'll just put him somewhere randomly, and I'll be like, I got the one, you know. But if they're all of that caliber, I got to rethink everything again. Not good. It's a hard life.
You can't say no. You have that option.
You might as well do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to see it. Toy Fair is this weekend.
There you go.
So that's where the pictures are going to be.
Where's Toy Fair going to be?
New York. It's always in New York. I'm not going to New York.
I had to think about it. I was considering it. I mean,
it's not too far. You say like New York.
It's not,
it's 3 hours.
Yeah, 3.5 hours.
I won't go up to New York. I might as well just go straight to Canada.
What the? You know? No.
That's the only time I ever go through New York is when I go to Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
You hate New York?
I don't hate New York.
What the hell are you going to Canada for?
Yeah, really. What are you going there
Carabana
for?
Carabana in August.
Carabana?
Carabana.
What is that?
Caribbean Festival.
You know they got one at Lake Ligonier. You can just come around the corner. You know,
I'm not doing anything in Frederick too much. You lucky I come here. Like, hey, come on down to Thurmont one day. No.
No. So that's different. That's different. Thurmont is different.
But I did come to Frederick a few weeks ago, and I hit you up, but I missed you. Remember?
You hit me up?
Yeah. Remember, I was coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad about that.
I was bummed out that you didn't. Because Porter hit me up, too. He was around the corner from me. Yeah, Thurmont is different. This is a true story about Thurmont, by the way. I used to work for the state doing social services. And I interview people to see if they qualify for food stamps or medical assistance or temporary cash assistance. We don't have welfare in Maryland in the traditional sense. So I used to do these interviews with people, and we used to do these outreach things. One of them, it was twice a month, and you had to go like in a rotation. Everybody fucking hated going, right? One was in Brunswick, which is, let me tell you something, horrifying town. I feel like the whole town is hiding one deep dark secret. Like when you walk through, people are like peeking out of their windows, and then like as soon as you make eye contact, they like close the drapes real quick. Like it's a horrifying town. It's like near a train track. It's all fucked up. And then the other one was in Thurmont. So I went out there, and both of them are at community centers. Now they're not. I don't think that either of the community centers are municipality community centers. They're just local community centers. Went to the one in Thurmont, and I'd heard the stories of Thurmont. And there was a Klan trifold sitting like have protected sex, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like all these things to do, like need help, call the suicide hotline, need to join the Klan. Here's how you go about that. Yep. And I picked it up and I was like, do you guys see this? And they were like, shh, shh. And I was like, it's a trifold. I was like, somebody on the Klan went to Kinko's and had this printed, and then somebody else in the Klan was folding them, and they made a few, and then they handed them out.
Hey, Merrill, it's your day to do the secretary's work.
Yeah, I was like, there's a marketing team for the Klan, and they're like, I was like, somebody's got to acknowledge how fucking crazy this is. Anyway, so the silver lining of that is I never had to go back to Thurmont. I didn't have to, you know what I mean? I had to go to Brunswick more often than I would have chosen to. But
probably because you mentioned, like, don't send him back there.
Yeah, it was exactly. Yeah, they were like, we can't have him. He's a liability.
Too much attention to us.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but this is far from fucking Thurmont. In fact, I had a conversation, an interesting conversation regarding race and culture with Porter recently. And you can't do that.
You're so tempted.
Give him a fucking finger. Give him a finger to play with.
No, because they'll just make noises with that.
Get the mittens.
I need to have mittens.
Give him the oven mitts. Give me a doily. Like, you set me up to failure, man.
But, you know, I don't know if this is the right place to get into it, but, you know, we were having a conversation about race and so forth, and he was like, take your neighborhood, for instance. And I said, okay, let's take it. And he said, if I were walking around your neighborhood, and you were walking around your neighborhood, you have to admit they're going to look at one of us differently. And I was like, 100%.
I mean, does he have his wife with him?
Relax. But I was like, 100% they are. They're going to look at me differently. Because no one's going to skip a beat with you walking around in your Salt Life t-shirt with the sleeves cut off and your fucking khaki shorts and your flip-flops and your visor. Nobody's going to skip a beat. Nobody's going to skip a beat. But when I'm walking around here with fucking hoodies and Tims and fucking summer weather looking like I want a problem because I halfway fucking do most of the time, they look at me funny. And you know what? I deserve it. But that's culture over race. Not to say that the race profiling and all that shit doesn't exist. It does. It was just in this specific example I felt like I was – well, I was like, these fucking people hate me around here. They would love Porter.
What did you do to them?
Well, it was this Halloween party.
Exactly.
And then I was the outcast of this neighborhood forever. I'm a scarlet letter every time I walk out of the fucking door.
You guys have an HOA?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind meetings of? And such?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do
they?
You ever go?
Okay. No.
Okay, I was curious. I have one coming up.
They leave me out of it. I feel like for the most part, they're like I think it's like I think it's like don't stir the bees over there. Like just let them be. They're not bothering anybody because I'll be fucking all over it. I'll be out there with a measuring stick with fucking people. Like, oh, 4.5 inches your grass is, isn't it? Let's take a quick picture of this and send it in. You had something to fucking say about mine, you know? But generally, they let me be. You know, so it's cool.
That's kind of HOA. It's kind of hands off.
Yeah, you know, my
and
dad.
And the bees aren't crazy here.
Yeah, I agree. My dad gives me shit sometimes because my dad now is living in this fucking mountain. And I could get into a whole conversation about the psychology.
He's the boomer life.
The one before that. You know, my dad was born in 1940.
Oh, yeah, right.
Doo-wop.
So he was like.
Mine is too.
Okay, doo-wop.
Yeah. He was like, oh, you're in one of these communities. You got to pay the HOA and send them a check and this and that. And I was like, yeah, Dad, I do. I have to. And it sucks. And I hate paying it every month. But you know what I fucking like? That this fucking dickhead next to me doesn't have a purple house with pink polka dots on it. Mm-hmm. And that motherfucker over there doesn't have a washing machine sitting in his front fucking yard. That's what I like.
That's true.
So I'm okay with it. It's a cost-benefit thing for me.
We used to have a single black family that lives here and they moved out.
Just one?
I think it's just them in the corner. Somebody else has moved in now. They're not black.
They moved out or they were moved out?
No.
It's the minorities quota. I moved in and they moved the fuck out.
He's paying attention. He's like,
there are other black families in the neighborhood.
There's two Asian families.
There's two, they're just on our strip.
Yeah, just me and two doors down.
Yeah, you live in this neighborhood now.
Yeah, just down the street.
And it was a Hispanic family that bought that. And they've put in motion lights. And you know I've been big on my exercise recently.
Still walking?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's yielding absolutely no results, but I'm working out and
it makes you feel better. It's yielding results.
Lifting weights every third day, and it's not making me feel better. I feel terrible. It's cold.
Let me try to motivate you, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
The point was no. You look great. That would have been the way to do it.
Well,
but you're
like, you're in a sweatshirt. No.
You know what you said? You said, oh, it doesn't matter how you look.
You got a great personality.
If it makes you feel any better, I think you look as exactly what he said. Like, yeah, way to land that one, bud.
Yeah. Don't join any motivational teams. Crisis hotline. So look.
Too late.
So I'm going on these walks, but I'm setting these fucking people's fucking motion lights all the time now. And like, I want to be like, look, you guys don't, whatever makes you comfortable. But like, you could probably relax. I leave my front door open, and I just have people coming in and out all fucking day. It's fine. And they look like they can fucking put hands on you. So like, I'd be like, you guys are gonna be okay. You guys are gonna be okay.
You should fuck with, like, every time the emotion light goes on, go into a sprint and just fucking charge. So just that'll be your time to like to ramp up your heart rate.
And
so
do like,
most like, oh, just stop fucking booking.
And do like,
put your hood up and fucking go.
And then do like a puppet thing on the side of one night. But let's move on. Let's move on because we don't want to be here all day. Although I am having a great time. So Castlevania, Hell Will Be Emptied. This Castlevania 3 trailer.
Looking forward
Anybody
to it.
See it?
I haven't
I'm going to watch it.
Did you see the first season?
I did not. But I heard good things about it.
I enjoyed it.
I heard Joe talk about it.
Are you excited for this?
Yeah. It looks more nerd shit.
I tell you what, this is a well-done trailer for Netflix. I don't feel like Netflix has good trailers, generally speaking.
Depends, because like Netflix original doesn't always are things filmed and cut by Netflix. It's like a third-party studio is doing the shit, and they make their own trailer to put on Netflix.
That's true. But this one looks good.
Yeah.
Conversely, Stranger Things 4, which I'm calling Strangest Things. I'm not exactly sure what the name of the season is called. But that trailer was fucking dog shit. It's just
I'm so surprised it's still going.
Huh?
Did they come up with a trailer for that?
Yeah, it's like a teaser. It's just it's called like what is the From Russia with Love? Like that's what it's called. You know, it's all 80s references and everything. So like it's just these guys like beating on a fucking train track and a camera pans in and then it says Stranger Things 4.
Oh. That's pretty strange.
Okay, fair enough.
Nice.
I like it.
Yeah. Did you watch that show?
I did.
All of it?
All of it.
How do you feel about it?
I got mixed emotions, all right, because it was a family thing.
Uh-huh.
So it was something we looked forward to as a group, and I enjoyed that. And plus, I love the 80s references, like a lot of the stuff that they showed, obviously.
That's how to get people like us.
Nostalgia into it. And I like the sheriff. I like his cat. I like that guy.
Hellboy.
I didn't even see the
it
old
was
one.
Trash.
Perlman, but
it was
I fucking.
The old ones were great.
Were they?
I like the old ones too.
They look both like I would like them.
They're not well received, I don't feel like.
Really?
I don't feel like generally. I don't feel like. Well, maybe not.
Enough to make a second one.
Yeah, not poorly received necessarily, but I don't feel like people ever like be like, you know, it's a good fucking movie, but they are a pretty good,
they're
solid movie.
Great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many were there?
Two.
Were they better than the new one?
I haven't seen the new one.
The new guy looks cooler. He looks
Yes, for sure. For sure.
I was like,
he looks like a problem.
Fucking hell.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But
people were trashing
was
the movie.
Fine, like visually, you know, I thought he was good. But I liked Stranger Things because, like I said, I liked the nostalgia. I love Winona Ryder. I always liked her.
Right.
But the story was, you know, like, the creatures weren't that scary.
That's what Bobby said.
I didn't feel like they were horrifying.
And
aliens, like, those were scary motherfuckers.
Dude, are you guys...
That thing, like...
You guys just become best friends?
Yeah, we kind of know each other.
So, like, here's the thing. My biggest complaint is, and it's not just this, there's a bunch of shows and movies nowadays that are doing the same type of shit. Cloverfield is another example.
And
like, it's an unidentifiable monster.
It just looks like a
moving pile of legs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it's like the what makes a villain cool, especially a monster, is when you see it and you instantly know exactly what it is, and it has like a visceral reaction for you.
You can see the dangerous part of it. Like, stay away from that part of that thing.
Alien, instantly recognizable. You'll never confuse it with anything else. Predator, the same way. You never be like, is that a fucking predator or is that a?
See, Predator didn't scare me either.
I'm not saying
it was too cool to be scary. Like, yeah. I was like, I want to be that thing.
That thing
so
was
I'm not
formidable.
Saying it's, I'm not
like,
saying it's scary,
it
but I'm saying it's
dangerous.
But I'm saying it's important.
But a counterpoint to that is that is a different kind of horror, which is cosmic horror. It's like things that bother you because you can't make sense of what it is. Like the thing. You can't identify the thing. You know what it is. You watch the movie.
That's
but
fair.
There's no thing.
That's fair. But that's fair. But I don't feel like Stranger Things is done in the same manner.
It's not scary.
Right.
It was never scary to me. Like,
me
it
neither.
Was right. Like, right. I was curious. I was like, what the fuck's going on? You know, and then like, you know, the whole upside down world, it was cool. You know, like I like it. I don't love it. But I like that we could all like
watch it with the family.
It's enough for the kids. It's not going to
better than the show itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like the style. I like that it's done in the '80s. I like all the references. I like the Goonies feel of the kids running around. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
So I like that. You know, I like that part.
But is it nostalgic prey? Like, is there anything independent of the nostalgia that's good about it? Because I feel like a lot of times when people were telling me about it, like to check it out. They'd be like, oh, dude, Millennium Falcon's in it. Like, the kids are playing with the Millennium Falcon. They're watching E.T. on the TV. And it's like, and all those things are cool. But I'm like, I've played with the Millennium Falcon. I've watched E.T. Yeah, you know, I have that experience often, so I don't need it on TV to be reminded of how good it is.
Well, I don't.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be smart. Like, I don't have that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For the average person,
but
not like
but
that.
Independent.
Yeah.
But so that aside, as to who has those experiences, is there anything independently worthwhile about it, separated from the nostalgic element?
Like, if it took place in the 90s or the 2000s, would it still be good?
If this took place in 2020, is it still
like the kid missing in the first season?
Uh-huh.
I was curious. Like, where the fuck did this kid go? Like, uh-huh. You know he's alive. You think he is. You know, she's getting messages, and she's acting like she's nuts, and nobody believes her. You know what I mean? So I thought that was kind of cool where she
easily
like she could easily be written off as a fucking lunatic, all right? And or – who's mourning the loss, like her kid's missing. The sheriff, I like that, you know, washed up fucking guy. He's got the past. He lost his kid and got bit or whatever. So
he's a good character.
They have a history. Why don't
his character's a good character?
Yeah, they don't really get into their history, but they were obviously like popular when they were young, and now they're kind of washed out. And they kind of washed out and and then there's the shit from my youth that I had. So the first series season I thought was really good and interesting. Again, I wasn't super scared, you know.
I mean, yeah, I guess it doesn't – I didn't watch it. But, like, I guess it's supposed to be a horror thing, but I guess even if it's not scary, the story can still be good.
My little guy thought it was scary. It's also in the eyes of the beholder.
That's
true. He's fucking 10 at the time that's when it came out. So he thought that thing was scary to him.
Do you think it's for 10-year-olds, though?
Are you judging
that knife,
Gary?
Thing, Daddy?
No. And look, I've let my kids watch plenty of shit they probably shouldn't have, right?
Yeah.
But when I look at it and I'm judging this piece of media, right? I think this media is aimed at adults.
Are you sure? Because it's like based around a bunch of kids. I feel like they want maybe it's a family thing. They want all ages to
maybe.
Like it.
But I
from, like kids for the kids and the nostalgia for the adults.
But I don't get that impression watching it.
Okay.
Now, even in the last season, there was like a sexual tension between one of the older moms and one of the high school kids, which was kind of like
hot.
What? Yeah, absolutely. and she was clear. You know, she was like a hard up, you know, romance novels, whatever. But there was and they were supposed to meet up. Where I was like watching it. You know, I'm like, okay, that was even more. Going along the lines of what you said, I'm like, I was like, huh, I wonder, you know, maybe I am misjudging this. You know what I mean? I mean, there was no anything graphic, but it was clearly a situation that was going on.
A mature topic.
Yeah, and it was weird because it was a kid in high school with a neighborhood mom, so I could only imagine.
As a high school kid, I thought about it.
But a kid watching it who's going to be in high school soon would be like, that's on the table, huh?
Right.
they start going to their friend's house with a different attitude. Like, hey, why are you coming here so much going over your friend's house?
Yeah, how you doing?
Over
some good times.
So there was that in the last season. So, and there's a new one coming out from what I. It's only as far as the monsters and the conflict goes or whatever, they keep going back to the same well. It's like how many times are you going to be faced with this thing that you can't, you know,
overcome?
Exactly, like
in any sort of permanence.
Yeah, it would almost be great if they changed
the villain.
Yeah, like say like this town is just cursed, but it's different shit every time.
You know what I mean? And I've only watched the first season,
mm-hmm.
but if they explored the underneath or whatever it's called. You know, more
upside down
world. Yeah, yeah.
Underneath.
Same shit.
I was going to let it go.
I think they did that with the romance. See what he's doing? He's exploring the underneath right now.
But that's why I'm surprised it was a season 4. I'm like, sometimes you need to like quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But there's with so many different things where you could, like, but I don't, a lot of shit like that.
I don't really feel like quick. The hype is as real now as it once was.
No,
like,
that's what I'm saying. They should have just let it, like, that but, was a great
maybe,
thing.
But maybe they should have let it go.
That also happens when kids get older and they're in that awkward stage and they're not cute anymore. And you're like, you know what? I wouldn't mind if that plant ate that kid's fucking head right now. You know what I mean? A couple of years ago, like, run, kid, run! Now it's like, this kid's starting to get under my skin. Yeah.
Yeah, I really anymore. Moving on, we did get a full frontal of Taskmaster.
Nice.
From the upcoming Black Widow film.
Oh, my guy's really excited. I was just talking to my son about that yesterday, man.
Looks good.
Sweet Oakley's, bro.
It works. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely Sweet Oakley's, bro. But I think it works.
No, it works. It looks like Taskmaster. Like it.
It's very like extra, I feel like. Like it doesn't look
Taskmaster's extra.
Agreed. But I feel like they don't really go super extra. Like they tone down. Like even Captain America's blue is like a dark blue. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
like
they went comic with this.
They went comic with this.
Because it's bright orange.
I think it's gonna be toned down by the time it hits theaters.
Yeah.
At least they don't have the fucking cuffed boots.
Oh, God.
And a real skull mask.
Yeah.
So you think they're going to go like, who was first Spider-Man? Green Goblin? Like, over the top?
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible.
Jeez, not that bad.
That was terrible.
What a waste of a great actor.
Yeah, that's
true. I prefer the Udon version, the Udon Taskmaster, but they only appeared for a short time, but that was a great design.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I'm open to it. I think it'd be a cool character to see, regardless.
I hope they don't kill him or her off. In this movie, and you know they're still lurking around in the MCU somewhere.
Yeah, because Taskmaster is not like a villain.
He's a mercenary.
Yeah, he's a an anti-hero sometimes, and he does good shit sometimes. Depends who pays him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that right? He's a free agent there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There was we're not gonna be able to get too into this because nobody here really gives a shit. But but Marvel Legends put up this like poll, I guess, to choose the fan choice. But I think it's Elektra, She-Hulk, and Sif, two of which have already been released, and one of which was part of an SDCC exclusive set. It's like, what the fuck are you doing besides pissing me off? I paid for this I think it was an Amazon exclusive set, but I paid the fucking $100 for the exclusive set, and now you want to fucking sell it separately to these jokers for fucking, you know, $20 for, you know what I mean? Like,
wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, no, for sure, but that shit fucking drives me nuts. So let's see what else I got here. Eternal Bliss. So there is going to be the first gay hero in the Marvel Cinematic Universe with the Eternal.
Can I pre-order? I mean,
it's not up for pre-order yet.
Oh.
But with the Eternals, and they're going to have a kiss. Is anybody familiar with the Eternals before we? I'm not.
I had to brush up on them before, you know, when I heard the movie was announced, but.
Have they? Because they've played around with the sexuality of characters in recent years in the books. Correct. Like Bobby Drake is gay in the books now, correct? And yeah. So like, I don't know who this character is. Well, thanks to actor Haas Sliman. I don't want to miss. I'm not good at names.
Wow,
like,
that just sounds awful. It's got to not be that. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's not.
It's not that. We now know that it is indeed Fastos, the Lebanese American's credits. Include the Assassin's Creed video game and TV shows like Jack Ryan and The Good Wife. And while we don't know the name of the character, we do know that he'll be Fastos' husband. And Fastos is one of the Eternals, I guess. I don't know. I don't know who the Eternals are.
Well, you know how I feel about, well, just in general, that I'm glad I don't know. I will let the movie tell me who they are.
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel about Guardians, right? I had no interest. I had no idea who the fucking Guardians was. Went in, loved it. And then people who knows about the Guardians, well, that's not my Guardians. I'm like, well, I'm glad that's not. That is my Guardians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
God, you're one of those people.
No, not
in. Shoot my son all the time. Yeah.
Not entirely. It's not the films in regards to that's my Guardians, that's not my Guardians. It's Quill and his father's relationship specifically that's just so left to center for me.
Unless you have history.
Correct.
I'm glad
correct.
You don't.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
I don't have baggage.
Correct. But I, you know, I walked out of Guardians like, what the fuck at the end of that? Because I liked that movie up until the end.
The last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Just the power of friendship and all that shit. And like, you know, they dance off. And, you know, it's too much for me. It's too doofy doof.
That's what the you know, that's what the young kids like, man.
Doof. Yeah. Doof. They're like, what you? Yeah. Oh, you don't like dancing? Of course not, you boomer.
Yeah, right, right.
Talking raccoon with a fucking giant walking tree is not doofy, but
right.
But it's not. That's the point. So here's the thing: a giant dog is not doofy. For some reason, it's not. A giant frog with a duck face and long ears is doofy because it's the way they do it. Chewbacca's cool. He's inherently cool. There's something about him. Like he's stoic and he's down to, he's like the character traits is like protective and fearsome and all of these things. Jar Jar is a fucking doof. Like the character is a doof.
Lockjaw's a fucking doof.
Lockjaw, the dog with the
yeah, exactly. I like him, but he's doofy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I'm more on board with that, but I don't feel like we're getting too deep. We're getting too deep.
No, keep going, man. I'm just.
But I think
this giant dog that teleports people.
Yeah. What's Guardians?
Fucking, what kind of
like a bulldog?
It's a giant bulldog.
What's Guardians?
He's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, it's Guardians.
No.
Lockjaw's with the Inhumans, but
yeah, Lockjaw is with the Inhumans.
He's the king's dog.
He's the king's.
I got to tell you, I knew nothing about Guardians, and I was kind of confused watching the movie, man. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
But did you like it?
I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I like it up until...
That says a lot for Gary.
Yeah, for
sure.
He
didn't hate it.
I like Chris Pratt. It's fun to watch, man. Down to old music and stuff like that, and the raccoon was funny.
Yeah, he's great.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? And, I mean, the raccoon...
Look, yeah,
I was entertained.
But it's not doofy.
But I was kind of confused. Like, there was a lot going... I got you know, wicked ADD, so I'm like, there's a lot fucking going on right now, man.
Thor in Ragnarok is doofy.
See, I like Thor
and Ragnarok.
But he's a doof. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not a doof.
He had doofy moments in the first movie.
In the first movie, he's a doof as well.
I never seen
the second movie, he's not a doof. In the third movie, he's a doof again.
I love the Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song, though. When he was going to fucking fight, where they put, I was like, yeah, that fucking song is great. you know, as far as Led Zeppelin goes, like, all their songs are great, but that's one that kind of slips under the radar for me.
You think that that's one that goes under the radar?
For me, it does. I love Zeppelin.
People always like Stairway.
Good times,
you know?
Bad times.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
and
like,
when the levees break, I feel like it's another one that often gets played.
Yeah, and I was just on the way here, as a matter of fact. But, like, you know, but for me, like, I never realized how fucking much of an amped up song is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rock and roll in this song. You know?
Like when he throws the ball against the wall and it comes back and hits him in the head. Like, it's just doofy shit.
And Hulk was just like Hulk all the time. And I thought was kind of funny.
See, I'm not with the banana peel shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a huge turnoff for me. I was listening to, and I just mentioned this somewhere else. So, fuck. I can't remember where.
Too many fucking podcasts.
Yeah.
This guy's talking like 20 hours a week.
But Jisk was talking about how he wants to see everything from now on done in the Rogue One Nolan verse style. Like
gritty,
grounded, straight down the center for mature audiences. He knows it'll never happen because they appeal to kids. They're supposed to appeal to kids and that, but he's just being honest and upfront. Like, that's what I want. And you know what?
Time and place for everything though, right?
I agree, but you know what? I might be with him. I might honestly be with him. That might be what I truly do want.
Scorsese wants that. Like, he's done with everything.
Yeah. You know, fucking Irishman was great.
What's that?
Irishman was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
I can't stay awake that long for a movie like that.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson over here can't watch The Irishman.
I'd much rather watch The Rock than Irishman.
Is this like a regular movie of our CGI type of conversation? Is that
No.
Just the atmosphere, the mood, the
tone.
It's not
like
cartoony.
Take Thor Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. It has a tone to it. Compare that tone to the Dark Knight tone.
Yeah.
Like, gotcha. It may be – I may have to be honest with myself and just say, you know what? I just prefer serious. I know that it's not serious shit.
What I'm saying. That's
I know
that
it's
that.
Not. But I prefer it seen in a serious way.
It is more serious than a lot – to me anyway, than how the comic books portray things a lot of times. Just the atmosphere of it is not, it's not as colorful. It's not as fantastic.
Dark Knight is also,
it's not a superhero in the first
things,
place.
Like, Dark Knight can happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thor really can't. Rich, boring dude.
You almost have to throw a little bit.
Yeah, but let me turn. I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah.
Let me turn it upside down for just a second.
It's Black History Month, though.
Oh, you're right. God damn it.
Well, I was taking notes.
Man of Steel.
hate it.
Okay, you, I know. But I loved it. And tonally, it's still operating in that grounded area, even though it's fantastic, even though it takes place in a world that doesn't exist.
And I agree with you because I do love the tone of Man of Steel. Okay. I know where they were going. It's
right.
Just the shit that they did was like – because I saw the potential for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like – I don't know. Anyway.
But that's what I'm saying more so.
But it was done right, yes, as far as the seriousness of it. And,
yes.
And I did enjoy that part of it.
And there's not a doofy scene in it.
No, there's not. There's just some fucked up shit. But other than that, you know, yes, I agree. The tone of it. But that was –
that was another
that was
one.
Still well, go ahead.
That was another one of your great rants that you had on the phone or in person with one time about how you Superman not saving Kevin Costner.
My God, I'm going to start
an action. I remember you going nuts
what was
over
it?
That.
I forgot my yeah. Like
you're like you just zip in, you go in super fast. Nobody can see.
Yeah, I'm like,
just
going
to let him die.
There you go. Yeah, fake a sneeze and send that fucking thing. That's right. Yeah, I mean there were so many things. And Kevin Costner's like. You know, that stoic fucking ham. Like,
let me die.
Yeah. You know, all that shit. Like, yeah, like.
But tonally, that's where I want it. And what were you going
to
say?
But that was where they overplayed their hand tonally. Because they tried to make it so stoic that Kevin Costner came out and gave the stoic hand. And that was so powerful to stop this fucking dude from Krypton who could do fucking anything. Who was like, oh shit, he gave me the stoic hand. I'm going to have to let him get eaten by his tornado now. That's when you like overcome it. Like, fuck you. All right. You know, and you do something Superman-ish. I mean, anything.
So that shit does work.
I love it. I think what you said. You said the word I was thinking of was grounded. I think there's a difference between being grounded and being gritty. I think you can have a grounded superhero movie, a comic book movie, without it being gritty because people in some ways get burnt out with the grittiness and the dark color palettes that we see in like the Man of Steel's and such. So I wouldn't mind a more grounded.
Grounded is good.
Yeah.
Like if you would have saved him from that tornado and then he died of a heart attack, that would have been fucking awesome. Like fucking blew a tornado away. What are you dying for?
So I'm with you. I'm with you on the on the heart attack thing because the heart attack thing serves two character
can't do
points.
Anything. He's
with all the powers of this
humanizing.
With all the powers of this god, he can't do shit about this. And that's on one hand. And then the second hand is it's a reminder you will never have these type of problems because you're not fucking from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like so I'm a big advocate of the heart attack killing John Kent.
But that was the story. It's
well,
like,
who the fuck
are you to change us to a tornado? Like, what fucking...
This is what you sound like.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, at what point in the fucking, in the room are they like, what? No! Like, you're fired! Fucking tornado! I get to Kansas, we gotta throw a tornado in there. I'd fucking kill his mother! You know, I mean, come on, man. I mean, that was like everything. Sorry.
No, perfect.
But I agree. Like, I think, so let me say this. I agree with you that I think that people do get exhausted with the grittiness. I don't know why, because they don't seem to get exhausted by the goof and doof.
Because everybody can say their kids to the goof and doof. That's why.
Yeah.
You don't get tired of fun.
Oh, that's poignant. Put that on a pillow.
So, okay. It is very well put. It is very well put. However, it does turn fun into subjective.
Yes.
So, that's that, but I agree with you. That's a solid ass point that you made. I don't have a really good argument for it. So, I'm falling back on the subjective argument. But I say that to say this. Let's say at the very least it should be ground, balanced.
Yes, I'm up for that. I don't feel
like it's balanced right now.
That's what
like,
it is. The boys, I think, is grounded for the most part, right?
So I think so. I could say that I don't think that Winter Soldier is gritty, but I do think it's grounded.
Yes, correct.
And the same for Civil War and Infinity War.
Yes.
You know, but I think all three of them are grounded, and they all play better to me.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can handle. You know, bright, you know, sunshine and all that shit. I'd prefer to be in a fucking rainy ass day in a fucking miserable ass city like Gotham is where I prefer to be. But I can deal with it as long as it feels grounded and it doesn't feel like a fucking circus.
I got you.
I get exhausted by the circus.
I just think, again, I feel like Captain America, believe it or not, is almost nowadays realistic. Somebody fucking juices up hard, you know, whatever. Or, yeah. Or they like Thor and Hulk are just impossible to... I guess you can make it gritty, but it's almost like it'll start taking itself in that direction just on the premise of the characters. Like,
You could play both. I mean, I think Dark World is at the very least, for the most part, grounded.
I didn't see Dark World.
The Incredible Hulk was relatively grounded.
The Norton one.
Yeah.
When with his heart monitor and all that. Like, yeah. I like little shit like that. Mm-hmm. It makes it feel a little bit more real and a little like.
And do you think Edward Norton brought some of that in, like being?
I think Edward Norton is a far better choice than Rufio.
Rufio, you know. Wow,
yeah,
came a long way from Hook.
That's me personally. I think that what is his name? Rubino
Ruffalo.
Martin, I think that he plays that character fine. I think Norton feels more like Banner to me. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Norton's just a better...
He's just a better caliber. He's a better performer.
Well, that... Yeah.
That's what I mean by that. Well, like, he's a... feel the tension. Yep.
He's a better actor. Agreed. But I also feel like just his stature. Like, I feel like Ruffalo, he might be able to fight at a bar.
Yeah, he's more frail as far as Norton looks.
Yeah, but Norton... And I know that Norton gets all jacked and ripped and all that shit for the roles, but I feel like he can look frail, which I think is...
Part of acting. Body acting.
Yeah, but I think the juxtaposition... Yes.
Yeah. Holy shit, man.
But I think the juxtaposition of that, of you're this frail thing with no power to instantly having, you know,
and his
uncontrollable
Hulk was way more
power.
Intimidating than the Ruffalo Hulk. And I think that contrast of Ed Norton is skin.
I don't know.
He looks way more intimidating, I believe, in the Incredible Hulk because he just has that grit.
He might seem more like a monster. He might seem more like a, but,
I think
it's just screaming and
Norton's
kind of
Norton.
See that whole one.
He's kind of playful now.
Do you watch any of this shit?
I do.
I might have seen it. I'm just kidding. But I remember.
What are you doing here?
Hey, let's talk about.
Hey, I'm rebuilding the show.
How about those Mets? moving on. A leak of blood. So some stuff has come out, some information has come out regarding Morbius. So have you seen the trailer for Morbius? I know your kids are
massive spider.
I don't
know what you're talking about. That's the vampire from the Spider-Man, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's a
I'll catch back on.
So there's a trailer out for it, and in the end of it at the end of the trailer is Michael Keaton. So everybody's assuming that it's the Vulture.
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal's the Morbius, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they say to that, we know that it is, in fact, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe version of Spider-Man, who is referenced in the film. The graffiti we see in the trailer was just a placeholder, and it's Tom Holland's web-slinger who is pictured on the big screen, both here and on a billboard at the very end of Morbius when we see...
Jared Leto.
Just Yelena's Mysterio.
That's right. All those things are right.
Thank you.
At the billboard at the very end of Morbius, we see a wanted sign with Peter Parker's face on it. Mm-hmm. So definitely 100%, according to this, in the MCU.
I believe the same synopsis. It was a whole breakdown of the plot of the movie, and I read it or listened to it or whatever, and that lines up and it jives with it. And based on that, I'm really excited about this movie. The trailer was great.
See, that's it, though, isn't it? Like, that's it. See, we've been having this conversation on Nerd Rage for a while in regards to Sony's intentions with sharing Spider-Man with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because they don't have to.
Correct.
And I don't think it's a match made in heaven. I've been adamant about that from day one, that I think it's a stressed relationship between the two. The fact that they were making these spinoff movies like the Venom, and then they're like, "Oh, they're not going to be. They're not going to include it. They're not going to include it." And I was like, "Well, this, you know, it doesn't seem like it's included. I'll agree." But I was like, "But I tell you, they're going to try to include some shit." Mm-hmm. And they're doing it. They're 100% doing it. Yeah, and I don't know if it'll make it better or worse.
Yeah, the Raimi Spider-Man that was on the wall, that was just a placeholder, apparently.
Correct.
So, I mean, I'm all for it if they want to do a Sinister Six. And I don't like Spider-Man being a co-star, so to speak, or a bit player. Mm-hmm. I don't want him – the way he feels in the MCU right now is like an afterthought. he needs to be the center of his own universe. Like, he is New York City.
I don't disagree with that.
So I feel like if they can use
this, I think,
as a
even in the solo films, he feels like a spin. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Because he's always in the shadow of Tony Stark. So if they can move him away from that and make him into his own franchise player, which I think is they're going to need that Marvel backing to do.
I agree.
And then split away from it later on. So I'm looking forward to the whole Morbius thing and whatever it leads to in the future. But
I don't think that movie's going to be any good. I'm just going
to
put it out.
It doesn't look good to me.
I don't think it's going to be any good.
No?
But I don't, me personally.
I said I like that bad guy, man. I love the vampire fucking angle, man. I'm really hoping it's going to be good, man.
Here's hoping.
We want it to be good.
I like them. I mean, I like him better than Mysterio. Like, Mysterio always seemed like a stupid guy with a fishbowl on his fucking head. You know?
But they
like,
played
like
it smart.
Guy.
They played it smart.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I saw it. But I, like, even when I was a kid, like, I'd look.
Yeah, he was dumb looking.
Like, what is that?
Yeah,
you know, what is this thing? Yeah, and freaking put, like, a vampire guy who's, you know.
It's monster.
Yeah, I mean, this is a monster versus superhero. That's I get into that.
You love that.
Yeah, I love it.
moving on. I'm going to save it for last. Real quick. Out with the Quinn, in with the Punch. Harley Quinn's replacement is called Punchline, and she is going to make her debut in Batman 90, I think.
Just another clown chick.
That's her.
Is she Asian?
That is what I saw.
So I think that she presents that way, and I've got to be very careful with how I word these things, Joe. But I think that if I were to guess based off the artist's rendition, I would say that there are some traits in here that make me think that perhaps she could be Asian. I'm not doing that, Joe. You are. Joe, my Chinese co-host. But so I think she's sexy.
Definitely Asian then.
But I also think there's nothing about this. Remember Joker's daughter or whatever?
Nope.
It was like a thing. She was like
clown
looking.
Yeah.
So like I think that she – I never read anything with her in it, so I don't know if she was good or bad. But there was something instantly interesting about the way that she looks. And I don't feel like this is a super interesting looking character.
She's not going to catch on.
She looks like that. Like I've seen that. Look,
she doesn't stand
out. In photo shoots before.
You could tell me that was Huntress, not
like just like,
it's nothing.
Yeah, and then there's like that clown chick that's in. She's like a mime in the Doomsday Clock book. If anybody's checked out any of it, there's like these two mimes from a different universe.
I know what you're talking.
They're basically Joker and Harley from the Watchmen universe. But like, bring her in. She's fucking awesome. They're both fucking awesome. Bring her is my gut reaction to that. I don't even know if it's possible, reading it.
Just for funsies, I just want to know how many minority traits are going to stick into this character.
How so?
Just like...
how she keeps her hair up with it.
No. just in general, what are they adding? Is it like, you know, gender, identity, sexual orientation, race?
Well, she's his girlfriend, isn't she?
Yes.
Has anyone ever Joker's girlfriend?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, as much his girlfriend as Harley was, let's say.
So she's like the new
punching bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Punchline, huh?
Oh.
Nice.
Well done. Well done. So then our last note is this Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson.
I was about to correct him.
Hold on. Took me a second.
The test footage. Have we all seen it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You love it.
Gary
loves it. I have to get this immediately. I have to get this. Your hot take. Gary's got a hot take.
I do? That's a hot take?
It's a hot take.
Your reaction. You saw it and your reaction.
I did. Pull it up. I mean, I want you to pull up a scene from... Cold Pursuit 2 and tell me this motherfucker isn't the Joker for another
I like the music.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't know how to, I was even
you gotta understand though, Batman to me is what Star Wars is to you, right?
Yeah, no, Batman is to me what Star Wars is to me.
I got you. So
but look, but this looks fucking,
I can't see it. He's not fading in yet.
I thought it was Daredevil at first.
It looks like Daredevil.
Well, their characters are very similar.
They shouldn't have done the red.
What's up with his golf shirt collar?
It's multiple things for me. It's multiple things wrong with the look for me.
Okay,
it doesn't look like Batman. The silhouette doesn't look like Batman. It's like horns instead of ears. There's too much face showing entirely. It's like he looked like he got a real small neck. And you got to have the cowl look, like the fucking top to the ear, down all the way to the traps and shoulders. Yeah. That's the fucking look.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that to me.
Did you see the?
And I feel like
he needs a bigger neck.
I feel like here's another problem I have with. I feel like the chest armor looks super advanced, but I feel like.
Is it true that it's made out of the gunmetal that killed his parents? Is that
that's in some of the recent books that he doesn't turn it into the bat symbol. He melts down the pistol into like a sheet of metal and then puts it underneath his suit to protect his heart. Hmm. Right,
that's cute.
Right, little on the nose, but cool nonetheless. Okay. Right, and it looks like they might be using gun parts for the bat symbol.
Yes.
Which, if they draw from that lore, I think that's a cool idea. That's cool. It makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. It's the cow. It's just the cow. It looks like he made it out of his dad's shoes. Like he used the gun to make the bat, and then he took his dad's shoes and fucking stitched it together.
You got to know with the pick, all right, that they chose. They're going to show as much face as possible. They try to go that way, all right? Handsome man, you know, whatever.
If you do say so yourself.
Hey, you know, whatever. I guess the science backs it. I don't know if you read that.
Gary told me today the science has proven he's the most attractive man on the face of the planet.
You know? So, you know, that's the – do I feel like they could have gone with different – absolutely. There were so many different people that they could have gone with.
But I don't even have an issue with this kid or this man playing him.
Tell me what you think. Just scroll up on those. Tell me what you think about those. Like he did,
These are artistic renders of it. I don't think it. So that one looks better to me.
Mm-hmm. Is that him?
Yes.
But that's not it. This is.
It's too much face. It's too much. Jaw.
They put a lot of his face out there.
He's got a big head or something. If you look at all, you have like fucking 20 figures up there. Look at how all the cow covers the sides of the jaw.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I've seen Batman so much that's just iconic to me.
To see that much of his cheek and stuff is ridiculous to me.
And even though if he's using the gun as metal for the bat, which is cool, right. I still want the bat ears. I still want them.
Bat ears?
I want the bat ears.
Oh, there's no ears on that thing?
No.
It's just wings.
At least there's no nipples.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, come
that's
on. True. With some of the shit that we've seen.
No. I agree.
With some of the stuff we had to endure.
Do you wish your mind could forget the things that your eyes
have seen? Oh, my God. I mean, some of the things that you're like, oh, God.
The suit looks great. I just don't like the head.
I feel like they'll change it. If they can change Sonic, they can change Batman.
They did that for the better. They didn't do it for cats.
Exactly.
That's true.
No one wanted to watch cats. Everyone wanted to watch Sonic because they listened.
You know, I was watching something the other day, and I was like, you know, this dude would be a good Batman dude. What's his name?
The Rock.
Idris
Elba. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yes. I'm so glad. I thank you.
No, hey, if I said Gary Oldman, you'd be on board.
Peter Parker. What's his name?
He's too old now.
Not Peter Parker. The Green Goblin.
Batman Beyond. Old Batman.
Defoe?
No, the kid.
Oh, the young kid. Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
James Franco.
Yeah. Oh, he would have been a good – I thought he would have been a good pick for that.
He was the second Goblin.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The kid.
But the third Goblin was that other kid.
Oh, from the
What?
Yeah, from Chronicle.
Yeah, from Chronicle.
Yes.
I'm good with names.
I actually like that Spider-Man. But anyway.
I did too.
I thought that was really good. And I thought he was a great Green Goblin.
I did too. And I like the skin disease thing. I liked all that.
And grounded. That kid's good though. Chronicle was a great movie.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
But
awesome.
But yeah, I thought – I'm like, I'm looking at Franco. I'm like, this kid could be – he could be Batman as far as he would have pulled that off. I thought that would have been a good choice.
Yeah.
What about Captain America? He's got a face for it.
But I feel like he's too attached to that.
Yeah, no.
You know,
that's the problem. Like you were saying earlier, you don't remember people's name, but you remember the characters because the character's too iconic
correct.
For who they are correct. As an actor.
Correct.
I think just getting somebody who's got the build and also, you know, got to be a handsome guy, acting chops.
That's the thing.
That's the whole package, man. The whole package.
Frank was a good physical actor. Like, he can do shit. You know?
I don't see I know Robert Pattinson is trying to separate himself from Twilight because that's all I associate with him with at this point.
It's going to be hard for him to shake that, I think.
And apparently he's a great
actor.
He's
done other stuff that's supposedly good and I've never seen.
I agree, but I also feel like he's still most well known for Twilight.
Yes.
Yeah,
correct. Did he do like a circus movie or something where he was like some kind of that was supposedly
I didn't catch it
but do you think he's physically imposing
no. That's exactly. Why I say Franco would be more is more of a guy that I could
I think Affleck was the most physically imposing Batman we've seen.
He was a great looking. I think Zac Efron could do it
too but short
who's Zac Efron
High School Musical. He was in Baywatch with Dwayne Durock. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna need to say short? Something I've seen.
How tall is he?
He's short. He's
really?
Probably about my height.
I didn't know that. But he's proven he can put on the mask.
Yeah, and they can play tricks. They can play tricks with the height.
But he might be too young, too.
Gandalf is not as big as Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood wasn't as small as.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
also, same, both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is this like year three Batman? Is that what he's supposed to be?
Dude, I have no idea what he's supposed to be. I know that he made his mask out of shoestrings.
Yeah, that looks like dad's shoes. That looks like first round mask right there, like before he knew Batman.
Yeah, because it looks like he sewed it.
Yep.
You know, which might be the point of it. It's just like, it's something about the forehead for me.
Yeah, it doesn't look tactical,
it's too much.
It's too bulbous.
Yes.
He looks like a beluga whale, this fucking guy.
It makes his face like sunken in. It's like his face is like this.
Yeah. Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like concaved.
Yes.
They'll change it. He has a weird head anyway, though. If you look at his head, he's got a big head, so.
That's probably the problem. It's too much face.
Tell your wife.
He's got so much face. Too much face, not enough mask.
Yeah.
That's why I would have went with Franco. Franco would be a great Bruce Wayne too. Like he's, you know, I think he would have pulled that off.
Yeah, I would just give it Kevin Conroy and be done with it.
He's still old now.
He's old.
Not digitally.
He was in
Infinity War in the TV in the CW series.
Played Batman in that, and it was great.
With a cow?
He didn't wear a cow. He didn't wear
a
suit.
No, he was a bad guy too. It was ridiculous.
Oh, well, that's absurd.
No, it was
he was Batman who got jaded.
I can't stomach what the WB does in general.
It was we watched that whole thing and it got nuts.
Because I had to check it out.
Yeah, well, we did that as a family too, and it was all right. It was like, but it's just weird the way they just mashed everything. Like, I was like, I don't even know what's happening anymore, man. Yeah, I don't even know.
I think that it's surprising how popular the WB stuff is. Personally,
probably more popular since they went to the CW, but
okay. Well, yeah, it's all what I say.
Michigan J. Frog, okay, boomer. You watch UPN too?
I often use it as a reference. Yeah. Well, that's like some modern UPN shit.
My age by saying that shit.
But yeah, I do feel like I watched the first season of The Flash, and I think the story's solid. It's just so WB, and
you're right.
You know, and I remember thinking to myself,
too goofy for you for sure.
And it gets very romantic comedy,
teenage romance and all that shit. It's like,
because that shit is not aimed for people our age,
which is a shame.
But I feel like people our age like it.
Yeah, I would love.
I think that's a byproduct.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, I agree. But I'm just like...
Arrow wasn't bad the first few seasons. They morphed. They tried to include too much, and it's just...
They wanted him to be Batman. They wanted CW Batman.
Well, that was the
Batman.
Thing. They made Batman and Superman kind of like Arrow was the head of the Justice League.
Which is bullshit. Nobody
Superman
buys
was just
that.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and Batgirl took...
He can't
Batgirl
even be fucking head of Sherwood
Batwoman.
Forest.
Yeah. It, creatively, they make some terrible choices. Like, for instance, like
I thought you were going to say something good.
No. Supergirl. So she's in the woods with Lex Luthor. She turns around and he's gone. I'm like, don't you have X-ray vision and like super vision that you like? He couldn't have gone far.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, he turned around for 10 seconds. He's
just behind
he's behind a tree. And I'm like,
well, that was my problem with a lot of Superman shit, man. You're like, you can overcome this.
Lois's heartbeat from 30 miles away, but you can't find it.
Yeah, yeah. Even the Christopher Reeve Superman, some of them were like, dude.
To be fair, it was a lot of the problems I had with BVS was I feel like they underplay Superman's ability.
Right.
But in the director's cut.
You say that a lot. I got to check that
it
out.
It explains a lot of it. And I always go back to that one thing where he's in that courthouse. I remember watching in the theater and the fact that he didn't know that bomb was in that wheelchair.
It was a lead line.
It drove me nuts.
Right?
But they don't say that until the fucking director's cut.
I did watch after you said something.
Don't they know they need that? It's like need that.
It's fucking studio people. It's management.
Audience, the general audience won't pick up on it.
Worst.
I wanted to see if we have any questions this week before I get to the last note, which I'm sure no one else has talked about or watched rather, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway because I'm interested in it. We do. So, what if G1? This is from Michael P. What up, Mike? He said, "Hey guys, you know what, Michael?" He addressed himself as Michael. I hate when I say Bobby and somebody's like, "Yeah, Bob." I'm like, "Whoa! I didn't say that."
Bob,
who the fuck do you are you to fucking you chop my name in half? Hey guys, Bob, dude. Hey guys, I've been thinking a lot recently about how there was no monster trucks in G1 of Transformers. I know it because the toys were Japanese and monster trucks weren't big there like they were here in the 80s, but I can't help but think that not having monster trucks in the mix was a huge missed opportunity for everybody involved in the toy line and the cartoon. So my question to you all is, if you could go back in time and insert monster trucks into the fiction somehow, how would you do it? I have an idea for an Autobot and Decepticon, and one that could be either. Autobot Monster Truck team that feuds with the Stunicons, at some point crushing them, and later feuding with Trypticon. Two Decepticons that take the Coneheads role and get the boring-ass Coneheads out of here, which I'm okay with. And three, either way, they combine to make not only a giant robot, but also a city bot-sized monster truck that crushes everything, which is similar to that City of War gears that Joe loves. Your thoughts. Thanks, Mike. He says, P.S., I haven't checked, but I assume monster trucks did make an appearance in the Transformers at some point, but I know they weren't part of Transformers I grew up with and haven't followed anything else. Wow.
Well, I think monster trucks, just lore, just a guess, to make it make sense. It'll be like, it's not a very good disguise. You're going to stand out.
Well, robots in disguise. And, yeah.
That's a good point.
I never thought
like you
that.
See a fucking monster truck rolling down the street. It's like, wait a minute.
It's funny because monster trucks were such a big part of 80s shit.
Yes.
You know, like,
and it's still big.
Sunday. You know, but like, but they weren't really in a lot. Mask had one that like popped open in the middle and there was a little cannon that came out. I don't know if I would necessarily feel the need. Mask, a Mobile Armor Strike Command. Everybody had the green helicopter. It was like a motorcycle that turned into a helicopter because it was like the $6.99 one that everybody's parents could get. But
everybody's parents could get.
Yeah, that's the truth. Here's a fact. Like, let's play Mask. 18 fucking helicopters come out, you know. But the thing about the monster trucks, it is weird to me that they're not in a lot of that stuff from that era. But I'm not sure. So the idea of monster trucks as Decepticons is a turnoff to me immediately. Because I don't like the idea of a truck being that much bigger than Optimus Prime. Mm.
Maybe that's why they didn't include them. Because they don't, especially as an Autobot, you can't have a couple big-ass dudes, you know.
Yeah,
you already got Grimlock, who's bigger than Optimus.
And right.
I think
it makes sense as a dinosaur.
I got to get the scale chart out. Hold on a second.
Sunbow chart.
Sunbow chart.
But yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I never went to any of the monster truck shows. I'm not really. I don't even know how to change my oil. So I'm not really much of a...
If it's on TV while I'm scrolling through it, I would sit and watch a few minutes. This is interesting.
I've gone to a couple shows.
Mm. Yeah?
It's a feat of engineering.
My
and
son
driving.
Used to love them.
So no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing anymore. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
It is.
But I'm not sure. I'm okay with getting the cone heads the fuck out of here. And the fucking heads look dumb. Dumbed. And then when you were a kid, like they're not like the new ones where it's like more proportioned, but it was like the whole fucking jet canopy sitting on top of them. They like, they're wearing the fucking dunce hat in fucking high school, like, or you know, elementary school.
Coneheads the movie with Dan Aykroyd.
Cooler than the Coneheads in the cartoon.
I remember liking it. Oh, there you go. And would you hey that chick with the chick with the Conehead, would you still give it to her? With the cone head? Or would it be just too distracting?
So probably. But I got to throw
just like...
I got to throw... No, not the... Because the teeth. Whoa. Not the teeth. Because the teeth are crazy. But just to say like, you know, like you're at a bar one night. You know, and like it's around, or you know, you've been like hanging outside with the guys, and you got all these conversations, and all of a sudden, everybody lets out the sigh. And you know nobody's got nothing to talk about now. You've exhausted the fucking conversation. And you'd be like, I fucked an alien once. You know, that's why I would do it. For that moment.
Just for
that moment. But yeah, I don't know. When I was reading this question, I did have a thought pop into my mind at some point. But yeah, I don't.
I mean, I don't hate the idea.
I don't hate the idea either.
I mean, there's fucking an astro train.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's a UFO.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a straight up UFO. Yes, yeah. Like a green one.
Maybe one. You can't overdo the concept of the monster truck on Autobots, or whatever.
No, you can't have a whole team of monster.
Can't
trucks.
Have a.
That'd be crazy.
Could they take over? I just think one or two.
You know. I'll be one.
Why you think a monster truck's bigger than a tractor trailer?
They're huge. Man,
they're huge.
The tires are, but other than you know,
yeah,
other than that's just
higher.
A frame. They sit higher. It's just
yeah.
You know, you got the whole trailer that's incorporated.
What do you do with those tires? Kibble.
Oh my
god!
Right on no,
the back.
Just
the back.
four
giant tires on the back.
You can't even stand. They would have to be the limbs, like the arms and legs have to be folded inside the wheel.
I'll tell you what I do. I know what it. I know what it made me think of. I don't. I'm not a big often like what would I go back and change about G1. G1 to me is just G1. I'm happy with it, generally speaking, for the way that it is. Do you know what I mean when I say G1, Gary? The first. Four seasons of Transformers, the show in the 80s.
What you remember watching, basically.
Mm-hmm. Generation 1 is what it's called, G1 for sure. But I'll say that to say this. The Fans Project, which is a third-party Transformers company, put out the combiner team of the Glacier Bots or whatever, like the Ice Age.
I do remember. Yeah, that was a while ago.
That, to me, seemed cool. like that, and
the
that,
mammoth and
yeah,
the...
and it would be like the Predacons Autobot adversary.
Because you don't want Dinobots to combine.
Correct. So now you have the Predacons. They were like a lion, and you know, remember they were like jungle animals, and they turned
orange,
into
bright orange,
yeah,
robot animals.
And they turned into this Predaking. It was they were combiners. They turned into a big guy, Predaking, but they never really had a Autobot adversary.
Okay.
So if this third party company created this like their own idea, which was these ice age creatures, like a saber tooth tiger and a mammoth and a whatever else lived during that time, some sort of rhino and
sort of rhino. That's really. Sounds like you loved it.
I'm sorry, I missed all that shit.
So I do that because then Jay and Silent Bob is like it's like in a zoo, fucking hippos, fucking rhinos. And shit. But anyway, so like and they created them and they were cool. They made them like the old toys. Okay. So like they felt like they limited movements and everything, and they came in old style packaging and had like the styrofoam tray that pulled out to have them in, and like the packaging itself, they weathered it. Like so when it arrived to you, it looked like it was more like your grandma found it in an attic or something. And like
don't open it.
Yeah. You know, like that's how it felt. But it was just made that year. Right. That you know, and I always thought that was a cool. That was a cool team to have as and it felt part of the fabric. There's a lot of like IDW characters I feel like are part of the fabric. I like to call like retro G1, yeah. Like the Tarns and the, you know, and some of those characters.
The most of the AGT.
Yeah.
I don't like all of
them. Yeah. But most of them, I agree.
I mean, the only monster truck I can name is Gravedigger, which is a cool ass looking fucking truck.
Funny story about Gravedigger.
The black truck with a green
ghost.
So when you say it, when you say it, I recall it. Do you remember the Gravediggers?
Yes.
Okay, so I loved them, right? It was during the Wu-Tang era.
I was about to say, it was a branch off of Wu-Tang.
Of sorts.
It was,
so yeah. Prince Paul, who is a hip-hop DJ well into the history of – it's too much to explain. But he went and found three old school of sorts rappers that never really popped. So Too Poetic, Fruquan, and Prince Rakim – who was the RZA, and then they came up with names for the Gatekeeper and some other spooky shit for the Gravedigger band. And they the Undertaker and the Gatekeeper and the fucking Crypt Master or some shit. So
love it.
Yeah. So they put them together and they were called horror. It was like there's gonna be this new wave of rap music, horrorcore, and they talk about ghouls and goblins and you know spooky shit. And but it was cool when they had some of it was, and some of it was like super dark. Like there was this one called Diary of a Madman. And it was like a concept record. This guy's like on trial for murder, I would assume, and
it's Ozzy Osbourne.
And he's talking, yes, and he's talking about the voices that are in his head and why he did what he did. But anyway, it came out during a time where people were like, "Man, this is like devil shit. I don't know if I'm fucking with this." I was like, "I'm fucking with this." So like, somebody was like, "Well, look, just don't listen to it on Christmas or something like that." So anyway, I called my buddy and I was like, "Hey, it's Christmas." And I pressed play and I was like, "I'm listening to it," which is my Gravedigger story. But another thing that I remember about is MTV was doing like a MTV news bit that, you know, they used to do like, remember it was like a half hour show.
Oh, yeah, Martha Quinn.
Yeah. And then the other guy would do it too. Martha Quinn was the female, and then there was
blonde
a dude. Yeah, but he had like a full head of hair. Like a.
Well, there was a few of them. I can't remember.
Damn, he was like the most powerful one, I feel like.
I can't remember.
They're
still on. They're on their on satellite radio on the 80s channel. They're still,
so, long story short, too late. He did this kind of like short 8-minute segment documentary on horrorcore, and Gravediggers were one, and then Flatliners was this other group that was coming up, and they were on some spooky shit too. And so they interviewed people on the street, and I'll never forget about it. Now I'm like 13. I think it's fucking awesome, right? But they interview like this 26-year-old dude, and he's like, "Nah, man, I like dealing with the living."
What was the question? Nah.
What do you think about this horrorcore stuff? You like it? Like they're talking about, you know, the dead will rise and all this. Like, "Nah, man, I like dealing with the living." But I remember seeing it as a kid, and even though I thought they were super cool, they had a super cool symbol. It was like a shovel in the middle with like a
did
pick.
Did it kill
in
it for you immediately? You're like,
I was like, "Fuck, I see what he's saying." Like,
I hate when someone shits on something you like. You're like, damn it.
He made it so corny, like immediately.
And he looked really cool. And like,
he looked cool
shit.
As well.
I'm a loser.
And the last thing I was going to talk about was this Clone Wars Bad Batch, but nobody's seen this trailer for it. But Clone Wars starts on Friday.
You know how I feel about trailers.
Well, you've watched them all up until this point. This is the only one you haven't watched, to be fair.
What?
This Clone Wars trailer. But it starts this Friday. I'm super excited about it. The Bad Batch trailer looks fucking amazing. So the Bad Batch is like this set of clones that are like, they're not like the other clones. Like they have unique voices, unique looks. Like something went wrong in them. They're also called like Clone Batch 99 or whatever. And it's like their story. And they're like this special ops team. And it looks really good. I'm super excited about Clone Wars.
Well, watch the first episode and tell me if it ends on a cliffhanger. We'll go from there.
You're going to let Esteban down, Joe. You remember how this show ends with an adjective and a body part? I think you did something silly.
Yeah, of course I did.
Like crazy elbows.
I was like, I was sweating this whole time. Like, I hope we ain't doing that shit again.
You have time.
So with that being said, I want to thank you guys for coming through. It's always a pleasure to hear from both of you.
A blast. I've had a fucking blast.
It's fucking great.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah. Way to wind down this month.
Yeah.
Great.
let's do for Black History Month. Black figure that's had the biggest impact on your life.
A black figure?
Mm-hmm.
Like action figure?
No. Like an individual. Like a historic figure. It doesn't have to be. It can be recent history, but like a person of iconic nature that's had a great impact on your life.
Oh, man, you got me there.
This is in honor of your presence here.
All right, can I name my top three?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I've got three.
You gave him an edge.
Next, you're going to want Marsh.
We're working on it.
three is fine.
I would say... I have to go with the most recent being Barack Obama because of the present thing.
Yes.
I'm out.
let me see. Barack. Another one would be I have to go with Will Smith only because he's very motivational and I like what he does. He's a family guy and all that stuff. And a third would be looking back on like history like and stuff like that. I was just doing it. I would really have to legitimately go with the Honorable Dwayne Johnson.
And oh, for fuck's sake.
He's half black.
So is Brock. It's fine.
Exactly.
I feel like you get a fourth. Two halves and one. And...
There you go. I'll take Malcolm X.
There you go. Have you seen that Netflix documentary?
I'm going to watch it
today. That's on the top of my list.
Three people in the last couple days tell me about it.
People say it's amazing.
Yep. I got to watch it.
The Denzel movie was amazing.
That was.
So you know what? I saw that in school.
Same.
Really?
Yeah, they showed it to us in school. We had to watch it in school.
In history class.
Yep. And there's some side drama to that as well. If you think about other historic films that came out around that time and people – there was a community within my school that was upset that Malcolm X was being shown in school and not this other film.
Which is?
There was a list involved.
Okay. Oh, got it.
Yeah,
got
it. It was a hot button at my school for a bit.
I know the answer. Can I say it? Or
Diary of Anne Frank.
You got three?
What?
I got three. I can do or just one or three. I can do three.
Go ahead.
RZA,
all right. RZA.
So the RZA, the Crypt Keep, the Crypt Keeper, the Dungeon Master, and number one is Hove. To me, like Jay-Z is like just that dude never ceases to amaze me. The fact that he went from where he is to where he is and somehow managed to stay cool during the steps of it, where he went from like the kid who you wanted to sit at his lunch table to the fucking chairman of the educational board, you know what I mean? And he still remained cool during the process. That dude blows me away, so to speak. Two is Mike Tyson, because as a kid, I remember watching him and just being like, he just had an impact on my life. Like I was like, this fucking guy is the most bad.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy is a fucking monster. You know, like I wanted to be him bad as shit when I was a kid. And then the third would be Eddie Murphy. like I remember sneaking downstairs, whipping, risking ass whippings to listen to his records and admiring somebody who got to say whatever they wanted, and people laughed and seemed to love him unanimously. Mm. Those would be my.
I would have to give a shout out to actually a former teacher of mine who is actually in my top three of most influential black men, Vincent James. He was one of my teachers and mentors at Oakland Mills High School, and he's had probably one of the biggest impacts on my life and my growth that I've, you know, I could go on about it, but that dude's awesome. So,
did you know Miss Payne? She was an administrative assistant.
Familiar. Yeah.
She was the vice principal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the one that threw me out of Oakland Mills.
Really?
Yep, yep.
I'm glad I didn't say, oh, yeah, we're tight. I knew of her, yeah.
Mm. Joe?
You can name me if you like.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's one of the top of mine. I remember every time a movie was coming out, like, you just couldn't wait. You know, when he was on Saturday Night Live, all the shit he was just mimicking him and just trying to
Pluto
be
Nash,
like him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's, you know,
well, I was just going to say,
and
like,
he's a Long Island guy, too. So it was like, you know, so
the falls have been hard to watch as well. Mm-hmm. Like, Eddie Murphy's fall for me was hard to watch as a young person.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, fuck, like, this hurts. Lennox Lewis whipping Michael Tyson's ass was hard to watch.
See,
for me.
I knew that was, like, I was old. I'm older than you.
Right.
So I knew Lennox Lewis was going to fuck Tyson up. There was no two ways about it. I knew the game. I knew what the fuck was going to happen. Tyson was and he's one of them too. Like, he's just one of those guys, man, where he just captivated you, like, because of what the fuck he could do.
And he had a celebrity energy about him, even as an athlete, like, which to me, as a non-sports person, was important.
Right, but watching what he could do to really big people, you know, I mean, because he's not a big guy,
right,
as opposed
not a tall
to that
guy.
Division, you know, and the heavyweight division, and watch it, so. When I was watching him fight when I was a kid, there came a point in time where you wanted to see somebody fuck him up.
Mm.
Just because it became, okay, mm-hmm, like, who's going to fuck him up? Like, it's been, like, it's too easy now.
Right, right, right.
And then when it happened and he never made it back, you realized nobody ever fucked anybody up in such spectacular fashion that he did. Like he would do those fucking a minute and 30-second knockouts that you just didn't see anymore.
Yeah.
And you thought at some point you thought it was boring until you realized watching a 15-round fight where nobody ever really got fucking hammered.
Yeah.
So you missed that a minute and 30-second knockout. He'd knock somebody out with a shot to the ribs before he even came up with the – like he would literally hit somebody in the ribs and you would see their whole body
crumble.
Yeah.
And these were big fucking dudes.
I remember Spinks getting knocked down the first time.
Yes.
And looking around like,
help.
What happened?
Yeah. Like, then do you know the story behind that?
No.
Like, they were both champions. Uh-huh. All right. So the division was split between WBC.
Uh-huh.
So they
Got
were
it.
Both champions. So there was an argument over who was going to come out last. So Spinks didn't want to come out last. He was like, I'm a champion so Tyson started – there was a wall between them. So Tyson started hitting the fucking wall that was separating them and telling them how bad he was going to fuck them up. And the room that Spinks was in was fucking shaking. And the fucking – and like from – hey, yo, for this is – I mean, this is a story that you hear.
Right, right, right.
And
the
fucking
legend.
Lockers were opening and shit. Like, Spinks is sitting in a room. He's like, you want to come out last, motherfucker? He's hitting the fucking wall. And like, everything's shaking. So if you look at Spinks's face when he gets into the ring, that look that you look like, that was already on him.
Yeah.
You know, and then Tyson's walking out like, all right, you know, and came out with his just face.
And he had
fucking
that twitch.
Yeah, like, right, right.
It was like, holy. It was like, dude, just, nobody fucking let the cage loose.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to watch this fight when I get off.
And the short sneakers and the fucking three-quarter sneakers and just the fucking, just the towel cut around him.
Yeah.
And just that eye.
Black trunks.
That he's looking, just looking at the – looking through him. And so – and like you said, he hit him with a body shot. And that fucking dude, his whole body crumbled on this other second.
I remember his head hitting the ropes.
Fell through.
Like on the way down. And like, he was laying on his back and just looked up like he's not fighting fair.
Right.
Like, whatever that was, wasn't fair.
And this was the guy.
Yeah.
Like, this was the guy who was going to put an who was going to
stop
him.
It was a big pay-per-view fight.
Oh, yeah, like, this was Michael Spinks. Like, this is the guy. Like, all these other guys, they just weren't fucking in the class. And you see Tyson walks around with his arms out to the side. Like, what are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And he's and he had kind of, like, his head to the side. And you would just see him. That's why, like, when you hear, like, the shit Robin gives, oh, he hit me. It's like, dude. Really? I've seen what this fucking guy like does to people that he hits.
Yeah.
You know, like you feel like she would just evaporate. Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whatever. All that was tied into all that whole friggin' time. And so, yeah, Tyson was one of those guys that just changed shit, man. Like, the TV came on and you were like.
I remember watching the Lewis fight on pay-per-view. And for one, I remember wanting to turn it off, like asking people, like, let's just turn it off. Like, because it was hard to watch. It was like watching your dad get his ass kicked or something. Mm-hmm. And then it was that Tyson couldn't get anywhere near him.
Lewis is so big.
Lewis
is 5.
Yeah, but and Lewis's arms were from here to fucking Sub-Zero over
there.
That
was the thing.
And like, it was the equivalent of that war where the Brits had cannons that launched like 200 feet and the Argentinians had cannons that launched like 50 feet. So the Brits sat like 150 feet out in the ocean, just bombed the shit out of them for like days. That was that boxing match.
Dude, I was working sheet metal in the city and we were, you know, the fight was coming up and we were all talking about it and everybody was like, yeah, you know, and we were in New York. Everyone's like, I'm like, dude, he's going to get his fucking ass handed to him, dude. And why you fucking, I'm like, dude. I'm like, you know it. I mean, you know, because, you know, that the division changed so much. Lewis was 6'5". He was – once people – you know, once fighters lost that intimidation factor and they were able to use that size, you know, push him off and just stick him with that fucking jab and just keep him in place. But people, his chin, like Tyson could take a fucking punch. I mean, that guy was hitting the shit out of him. And
for rounds.
Yeah, rounds. And I mean, that fucking, just think of what that punch from Lennox Lewis must fucking feel like.
And you could see Tyson getting angry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just because he couldn't get near him.
Yep. And it happened with Holyfield. That's when he fucking bit him. And Holyfield was a little bit bigger. I mean, obviously, friggin', Buster Douglas, you know, wrote the blueprint, you know,
push him off
and keep sticking with that fucking jab. And I remember I didn't watch that fight. Me and my buddy were like, fuck it. You know, he's like 250-1. You know, there was a movie coming on that we wanted to see. We were going to walk down the street and go catch this movie. And we fucking skipped it. We're like, you know, and a bunch of friends I had, they had this black van. I'll never forget. It came fucking screeching up like old school, like, door flung open. Buster Douglas is everywhere in the world. Like, get the fuck out of here. Dude, Buster Douglas is beat Mike Tyson. We were both like, fuck! And it wasn't like I couldn't YouTube it.
You can't YouTube it.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, how the fuck did I miss that?
That's another thing. Like, the missing the magic was crazy.
You could not picture Mike Tyson losing to anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And fucking – and
I remember where I was when I heard it. I was in a drive-thru.
Okay.
Like, but it was like one of those things where it's like, he what?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know – I didn't follow it that closely. I didn't even know who the fuck Buster Douglas was, but I knew who the fuck Mike was, and I knew that shit doesn't happen. Mike doesn't get hit.
No.
Not to any real capacity.
And that was that whole Don King got involved, and all that freaking spiral started. Don King fucking, like, butchered his career, and that whole spiral started happening. And then, you know, obviously, you know, the history of it, all that, but what an interesting guy, man.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
I mean,
now he's a wheat farm.
What's up?
And now he's a wheat farm, and it's super chill.
Oh, really? Yeah. He does a podcast, too. And actually, he stuck somebody on a podcast recently.
Really?
What do you mean?
Like, he does a podcast.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but what do you mean he stuck somebody?
He had this guy down at the table, and the guy said something that Mike didn't like, stuck him.
What?
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it was WAC 100. Are you familiar with WAC 100?
Yeah, I don't know.
So it was over comments that WAC had made about Nipsey and Pac. It was Pac. It was comments that WAC made about Pac.
I heard comments.
And there's video of it because it was like a video podcast. And you see Mike like talking about it. Like he said, you know, I just didn't appreciate the way that you talked. And that was my friend. You know what? Like, it came right back.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's
fucked up.
And yeah. The thing about him, too, like, if you ever hear him talk about boxing, like, he's like a boxing historian. Like, he
lives boxing. He was just boxing.
I've seen a couple of things, I don't remember where, but, like, you see him talking about different fighters and watching them and analyzing them, and the stuff he's talking about, like, you could learn so much. Like, he's like, watch what happens here, and he'll show how the fucking guy he steps in, and, you know, obviously, you know, a lot more in depth than I can.
Right.
But he, like, you can really pick up what he's putting down. Like, he really gets into, he picks up all the strengths. Like, he really loves the sport, but he really, I mean, he's great at it, and he's also great at analyzing these fighters and watching old fighters that I used to like to watch, like and breaking down old fights. He's really good at it. It's really cool to watch when he does that shit. So yeah, he's awesome. Definitely a game changer, man. And Eddie Murphy was fucking just insane,
oh my god,
man.
That was a hero. I mean, it was a hero.
I mean, yeah. Well, Saturday Night Live, he fucking saved it.
And
Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood and all that shit, man. And I mean,
and still iconic.
Yeah. He crossed over to that.
But I mean,
level.
That character is still iconic.
Mr.
Robinson.
Oh yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? Like,
you know,
and it stood the test of time. But
no,
look,
no one's gonna say Michael Jackson.
So he's up. I mean, he had a huge impact on my life too, so to speak.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, because I mean, like, dude, I mean, like, I mean, I fucking watch that dude's moves. I hit those moves when nobody wanted to join the Kangaroos. I would hit those moves.
Were you able to? I mean, that's pretty
everything but the moonwalk. I could never hit the moonwalk. And I even had my dad buy me loafers, so I was like, maybe it's the shoes.
Maybe it's the
put rollers on them.
Yeah,
or something.
And my dad always pragmatically thinking, right? So he's like, oh, you'll wear them when we have to dress up. Well, I'll get him a pair of shoes. You can dance in them, but when we got to go out to, like, the, you know, church or whatever, you can wear them to, you know, whatever the case may be. But yeah, like, I mean, Mike, I mean, Jackson, like, I remember he had that, he had a Showtime tour, and like, I didn't have Showtime, but somebody recorded it for me because I was such a big Michael Jackson fan. I just watched it over and over and over again. Thriller is the first tape I ever owned. Like, I could, you know, I know it like I know anything. Like, I know it like I know the back of my hand. Like, That fucking dude, man, from Off the Wall is great, but it wasn't my era, you know. From Thriller to Dangerous is like my holy trilogy of, or trinity rather, of Jackson. But I mean, I love that dude, and I'll defend his innocence to the day I die.
I don't even care. I mean, I'm in the
Dave Chappelle shit.
I mean, it's like at this point, like,
yeah. And with that. Shout out to the rest of the cool table. Shout out to Shattercast, Enter the Realm, Stasis Lock, and building up to it, Fresh Communications, Breaking the Mold, and Verbally Challenged. Shout out to the rest of the Nerd Rage team. I'm not looking up there. It is, we got Raul on Instagram, Dante the Destroyer on Facebook. We have Marilyn Phil on Twitter and Hand in Our Notes. I got my baby in the distance yapping off. So that's who you hear there. And
Chris, who couldn't be here today.
Yes. Shout out, of course, to Chris, who couldn't be here today. And he will have some exciting Nerd Week stuff next week.
Yep.
So I'll be looking forward to that. And baby, what are you doing? What are you singing?
Having a grand old time.
She'll usually say, hey, welcome to the party. big Pop Smoke fan. I know I'm missing somebody. Shout out to Gort and Andy for helping me with the Force Friday Force Sensitive stuff, and Esteban for handling that Instagram rather. And shout out to Manny, and of course I did thank these guys already. Yeah. But thank you guys. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome
anytime.
Yeah,
just,
thank you.
Always, you know, that was a fucking, that was good vibes. And with that,
Flappy Labius,
Candy Clam.
I got nothing.
Come on. Come on.
What's the thing again?
Adjective. Body part.
Fast feet.
Tight dick player.
Fast as an action?
No, it's just good enough.
Fast feet, I love it.